B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Mike Missinelli Show. On a general knowledge Wednesday, as we get closer to the start of a football season and your Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I've been swimming against the tide here with the Eagles because I go, eh. But you know what? Today, there's going to be kind of a transformation, I think. And I think it's going to be a transformation with the fan base, too. And it might be a transformation with Tyrone. I know there's already a transformation with Jen because it's the newness of the football season that has to rule the day. We can sit here and go, you know what? They're probably not going to make the playoffs. Although a lot of people think they can make the playoffs. I don't think they're good enough to make the playoffs. But that is not what I have to rely on. I have to rely on a football season being among us and the newness of a football season where we look at a new, young, fresh quarterback who's going to have some new young talent around him. And that in itself is going to have to satisfy all of us. At least it's going to have to satisfy me. I can sit here all I want and swim against the tide and say they're not good and here's the reason why they're not good. They were mismanaged over the last few years and here's what they are now. And you come into a season and you can't root for them to win anything. That's hard for an Eagle fan to do. But if you can tap into your inner zen, you go, you know what? Football's coming to us on Sunday. They probably can win that game on Sunday. It's going to be the nice opening of a football season, and then we'll just take it from there. And they play all these tough teams, and they lose these tough teams. We can't get disappointed, because the way we have to view this team is it's new, and it's got to be built, and it's going to take a little time to be built. And we have to forget about the reasons why we're in this state and look more at the now of it. Am I going crazy here? Have I gone crazy?
No, you haven't gone crazy. For me, it's not just about, though, them being good or bad.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's about the building blocks.
Yeah.
And the building blocks.
You're okay with the building blocks, right?
I have to accept reality.
Okay.
And with that, I can accept that reality. Now, I still need to see those building blocks play, so I can't go crazy.
Uh-huh.
But they do seem like there are some pieces in place that could, some seeds in the ground that could grow. That's all I got.
There you go. Seeds. It's a seed show. Right. I like it.
Because with Howie, I can't let them off the hook. They did a forest fire.
Yeah.
They took everything out. They cleared the land.
They did. You think enough time has passed where we could forget about the forest fire part of this and focus on the newness of like building again on the charred ground?
I will not be able to fully do that until kickoff, because it's still in my mind what I had to go through. I had to basically grab my family in the middle of the night and drive downhill to avoid that forest fire. So I'm still traumatized. But as we return to home to see that as the builders rebuild the home,
yeah,
until they break ground,
uh-huh,
I'm still trepidatious, but I am excited about Sunday and the breaking of the new ground.
Okay. And I am too. And I think that a lot of people have to be excited about the start of a new football season. And I'm even going to go further, because I don't know from Jalen Hurts, but I am going to round it off in my brain that the people that have told me about his college leadership and how he's a winner and how he's this and that. I'm going to go to your side for at least the time being. Until it stops me, I'm going to believe what you believe, that Jalen Hurts, with all this winning in his life, knows how to win and will forge a season that we're going to kind of like and we're going to appreciate the quarterback skills. Is that going too far?
No.
No.
No, that's okay. Not going too far. One thing I feel very comfortable saying is I think this kid's a leader. He's a much mm-hmm. better leader than Carson Wentz was.
Yeah.
We'll find out if he's a better player, but I think he has the makeup
yeah.
to rally guys and get the most out of guys. The question now only becomes, and I get it, it is can he get the most out of himself? But guys are going to play hard behind him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the fact that he speaks in parables. Like the Rams do every day and yeah, like stuff like that.
That wouldn't work on you and I, but I think we're different. I think most people, that kind
like
of stuff
it?
Works. Yes.
Okay.
We're weird.
But Jen, the rent is due every day. Mindset.
I don't need a parable every conversation that you have, but
he throws one in normally in every conversation.
Every conversation.
Maybe every other conversation.
Like
I'm
today,
cool with that.
They asked about being a captain. I think he says mm-hmm. something along the lines of, and it's good. I think this works with people. It just wouldn't work with me.
Yeah.
And you, because we're weirdos. He talked about how, like, when you're a kid, you think about the captain. No. Like I don't need that part of it. But
we're too cynical for the cliche part.
Right. But people, I think the locker room, most football players,
uh-huh.
I think, eat that.
Eat it up.
And digest it, like, very quickly and want some more of it so they uh-huh. can digest it quickly again.
Yeah.
So and I fans, think, I think fans eat it up as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is this great story I'm reading here about how he's listening to Everybody Loves the Sunshine. And, he's giving the thing, saying to Lear, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine, you know?
Yeah.
He's a positive man.
And I personally love that about
uh-huh.
him. The only question I have, we won't be able to answer before the season, with him. And it's not so much what happens when they lose, because like uh-huh. it's more like how will Sirianni's game, how will his demeanor, will it change? How will he seem if they have a slow start to the season, for example?
Yeah.
That's the part that I don't know, and we won't know about it. Andy Reid absorbed that first year, came back that next year, made the playoffs, and went on a nice run. Didn't win the Super Bowl, but he was able to
right.
react to adversity.
Uh-huh.
We won't know how he'll react to losing until he loses.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, when faced with the Deshaun Watson stuff, the chatter, as the reporters call it, he goes, what chatter? I'm above it all. Control what I can't hear. That's what I'm doing.
Now, that is, again, what you should say.
Yes.
And that's great.
Uh-huh.
I don't, but I'm looking at it as a weirdo because I'd be like, you know what? I'm tired of hearing about this cat. I'm the one out here playing. I mean, that dude got a lot of problems. Why don't you ask him about what he's doing when he's not playing football?
Yeah.
Leave me. Like, that's the wrong approach.
Yeah.
His is the correct approach.
Exactly.
Why are you asking me about that dude?
Yeah.
I, you know what I did when I went home last night? I go to Massage Envy.
Yeah.
I don't go acting crazy like that guy.
All right. So here's the deal. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. We'll talk some Eagles. The Phillies last night get hammered. And Tyrone's favorite pitcher, Aaron Nola, couldn't hold the fort. So.
Wouldn't have mattered because they didn't score. But I still believe when you fall behind, people
yeah.
approach things that at bats differently.
Yeah. He had no command at all last night. It's just two straight starts in September now, right? And it's the September thing where he goes, well, I don't want to hear that anymore. You know, I don't even. Well, yeah, I think it's because you wear down. And, you know, if you can't command, you're worn down. Your strength is not totally there. So, anyway, the Braves won last night, so the Phillies lose a game. Not the end of the world, but they face a really tough pitcher again tonight. So we'll see what happens with the Phils. The general knowledge, of course, grand prize, if everybody gets a question correctly, again, FanFest has come upon us. So this is like the last few times you can get tickets. So I expect today to be very busy. You'll get two FanFest tickets. Plus, two of the listeners who get a question correctly today will win a four-pack of tickets for the Phillies-Rockies game on Sunday. And it happens to be Family Day, where all fans 15 and over, sorry kids, receive a Phillies picnic blanket.
Well, last game the kids got something pretty nice.
Well, yeah, but now the kids are locked out. Good, it's all about the kid. All of a sudden, the adults get something. 15 and over, you get a blanket.
Now they mix it in. They've been mixing it in.
Yeah. Tickets are available at Phillies.com, but you can win a four-pack of tickets today. So we're giving away 8 tickets today. And our categories are general knowledge, NFL draft first-round quarterbacks, since we are celebrating the opening of the season tomorrow night, movie characters, and what word am I thinking about? I'll give you three clues. You give me the word that I'm thinking about, and those are categories that should be easy for people today to score FanFest tickets. 610-632-0975 is how you climb into the show. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. We're on 97.5 Fanatic, and welcome to our NBC Sports Philly audience. Back after this.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All righty, this is the kickoff of the Mike Missanelli Show on Wednesday, General Knowledge Wednesday, 2 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Ferguson HVAC. Lyon Conklin, you're an HVAC contractor. You know you can get equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job at Ferguson's counter locations. They're in Bensalem, King of Prussia, Pensauken, or Westchester. Start the Twitter poll for today, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you're looking for a new mower, zero turn, other outdoor power equipment, it's Paul B. Moyer & Sons in Doylestown. They have it all. Just order online at paulbmoyer.com. Jennifer Scordo with us today. And she introduces today's Twitter poll.
Alrighty. Do you believe in the new energy, coaches, players that will debut for the Eagles on Sunday? 3 choices. Nervous still? No, not enough. And yes, start of rebuild. Right now, yes is winning with 63%.
All right, that's good. And I'm psyched for a football season. Especially this game. They can win it. They can win this game. In fact, the line is going down to 3 from 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
So just an average line here. This is the toss-up game. The Eagles win, come out of the chute. I wonder how fans will handle, though, if they then stumble and, start 1-5. Or, 2-4, I think we can handle. 1-5 would be,
What happens at 1-5, I think, is, I do think they're going to be better down the stretch, the coaches and the players. It's hard to win in the NFL. I know people say, speaking of cliches and stuff, but that's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so much newness. I don't think it would mean that anybody's bad if they started off slow as new coaches and new players worked their way in a brand new system on both sides of the ball. I don't think that would be some big crime. But I do think that would suck away a lot of the enthusiasm, even if they start to play better, if they start that poorly. Winning Sunday would really help them, because then I think the worst they start is 2-4, I think. I think,
yeah,
if they win on Sunday.
You think
Sunday,
they're going to beat a Carolina.
Yes.
That's a win for you.
I think. Yeah. So then that's 2-4, and it's not good, but I can say, okay, we're working with something. Lose this week, go 1-5 to start through the first 6, and you feel like you're out of it, even though mathematically you probably wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But it feels like you are.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So here's what I'll say about Atlanta. If Matt Ryan gets hurt, they are completely horrendous. Their backups are Felipe Franks and Josh Rose.
And they got Josh Rose in 7 minutes ago.
I asked my husband, I said, who is Atlanta's backup? And he was like,
Franks,
I have no idea.
The kid who failed at Florida. And then what, he went to Florida State after that? Or
I forget where he went. But
yeah.
He failed. And then, or maybe it was Florida Atlantic or something like that. One of those schools. And then they literally had to get, he gets cut, Rosen, gets cut. They bring him in. He, after 3 days, he's playing like a half in a preseason game, and he makes the team. Like, they don't have...
they're sad. They don't have a lot of depth. So, hey, you know what? Maybe the Eagles will sting them. Maybe they'll sting them big. Maybe this offense will light up. against that 3-4. That's a 3-4 they play, so.
Yeah.
So you have to get 3-4. What do you need? Is it harder to get the running back out in space there in a 3-4?
I think it'll depend. I think the offensive line, knock on wood, is going to be healthy for the first game. Uh-huh. Who knows if they can last 17?
Yeah.
But if they're healthy in that first game, they can block anything that Atlanta can throw at them, 3-4, mm-hmm. whatever. The question then becomes, if he has the time, can he make them pay deep? I'm not saying he can't. It's just we haven't seen a lot of that. We saw intermediate routes a lot.
Yeah.
We haven't seen those deep chunk plays yet from him. That doesn't mean he might see 10 of them on Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see how the people feel right at the shoot on General Knowledge Wednesday. Again, General Knowledge Wednesday is brought to us by Test of North America, the choice of HVAC techs. They cannot have the most accurate, reliable, high-tech measurement tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Testo. Again, the grand prize, 4-pack of tickets. We're giving away 2 4-packs for the Phil's game Sunday against the Rockies, and everybody gets a question correct today wins a pair of tickets to Fan Fest, and you'll qualify for the Phillies tickets. And the categories: general knowledge, NFL draft first-round quarterbacks, movie characters, what word am I thinking of? Let's go. Greg in Bethlehem to start things off. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. I think one of the exciting things about the game coming up is, while last year we knew Doug was going to fail to impress, at least I felt that way, but we don't know anything about Sirianni, and I was curious. It seems to me that he's not going to, if something's not working, I don't think he's going to keep trying to get a square peg in a round hole. You know, I think he gives me the impression that, you know, he'll move on to something else that might work, you know, whereas, and not be so stubborn.
Yeah, he's a young, you know, listen, this young staff should be a little more innovative, I think. You know, young people usually are.
That's, I think, one of the most exciting parts about it. You know, I'm kind of expecting to, you know, start with a run, and, you know, if they're successful.
Well, see, I'm curious to know what kind of offense they're going to run, because I don't think they're proponents of the 12 personnel. I think they're going to have to use it to be successful, and I think they're going to have to use the run more than they want to. Now, Brian Westbrook said they should go 60-40. I don't know if they're going to do that, to be honest with you, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times if you're trying to protect the quarterback, you run more, but I don't know that they want to go in with that philosophy to start with.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd to open it up, if he can get some short slants and then take a couple of shots over the top, I think that'd be perfect.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Now, Greg, it's General Knowledge Wednesday. You already are coming to Fan Fest, right? You have tickets?
Well, I can't make it.
Oh, you can't make it. Okay, well, do you want to qualify for the Phillies tickets, maybe?
That's on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
No, I can't make that either. All right. That's glad that you're being honest.
Yeah, so what we need today for the grand prize winner is a person who is willing to DVR the Eagles and watch the Phillies in person.
Oh, that's right. It's up against the Eagles. Oh, my.
Yeah, put me in a bond. Because I have tickets for Sunday.
Make it a 10-pack.
Yeah, I have tickets for Sunday.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, come on. I got to do it. I mean, I work here.
Yeah.
I can't not watch the Eagles.
Well, you can always DVR.
I don't DVR sporting events.
You can't do that. Really? No.
I don't DVR sporting events.
So you're giving up the Phil's ticket?
Yeah. I'm going to find a family member who prefers baseball and just give them the tickets.
Yeah. Well, I guess they can't help it. They had the game scheduled, and it's an away game, too. So
yeah. Now, the last game.
Conflict.
The last game I have in my package is
family day, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would like to go.
You get a blanket,
Eagles. I wish the
give up your chance to get a blanket.
If the Eagles were playing at 4, I would go and then make sure I maneuvered myself to be someplace to watch it. Uh-huh. They play at the same time,
yeah.
So I got to choose this week one,
yeah.
But later on, the Eagles play the week the Eagles play Dallas on Monday night. I will go to the Sunday day game and miss other football.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to miss my team.
At first, I thought this was a really good prize. All of a sudden, we hit a wall with it.
It is.
It's still a good prize.
It's still a good prize. You take the kids.
You got 3 kids. One parent goes with the 3 kids.
Tell you what, if I didn't work here, I'd go to the game.
That's right. The mom doesn't care about the Eagles game. Let dad stay home. The mom takes the 3 kids.
Now, some moms care about
some
the
moms
game.
Do. Well, most moms would rather go to Phil's game with their kids.
Maybe.
All right, let's go to Gene in Doylestown. Look at this. We two regulars right out of the chute. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Gene?
How are you today, Michael?
What's going on, man?
What I would do is go to the Phillies and stream the Eagles game on my phone while I was there.
Is that what you would do? Yeah, well, yeah, you had plenty of chance to, you know, like get nice calm atmosphere to watch the Eagles.
there you go. Against the Phillies. And that leads me to my next point. That lineup last night, was that like an analytics lineup?
Yeah, they want to put as many right-handed batters because they struggle against lefties. So they figured that if they loaded up with right-handed bats, they would have more success.
And look how that worked out.
No, it didn't work out very well. That kid pitched a good game. You know, that's their fifth starter. Man, Milwaukee's loaded.
Yeah. Plus
that guy smashed that home run. I can't believe that it was only 443 feet. That looked like a bomb of all bombs when he hit that.
It looked like it was never going to land.
My God. Was that off poor Rosso, that bomb? Rosso was giving up Roman candles.
It's kind of funny, but it's not.
Yeah.
But my question, Mike, is, and this is going to draw on your legal background a little bit. Why can't the Sixers, if Ben Simmons doesn't show up for camp, just says I'm not, why can't they just sue him for a breach of contract?
It is a breach of contract. We don't know. What are you going to sue for? There's no damages. There's no damages. All they have to do is they don't perform the contract. If the other party doesn't perform the contract, they're not obligated to pay. They don't have damages.
So it's just as simple as he don't come, he don't get.
Yeah, he gets fined per day, but according to the league rules and then CBA, for every day he misses, he gets fined. So technically, they do. You know, they are hitting him in the pocketbook.
Because I just don't understand, and I know, like, when Charles was on the other day, he said stars have a lot of power in this league, but I don't see where his power comes from, because...
That's what I say, like, you super breach a contract, like, what are you going to get, like, there's no damages that you can get, like, what, you can't bankrupt them, he's just not performing the contract, so it's kind of, you know, the contract's not active if he's not performing it.
Okay. Well, there you go. You explained it for me then. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been asked that question a lot. A lot of people, what's breach of contract mean to you? Like, what do you think that they can do with breach of contract? Like, what they can't do anything outside what the CBA mandates that they can do when somebody doesn't show up.
Which means they can't force them to be here. They can't force them.
No, there's like no punishment clause in there that says if you don't perform, you owe us $30 million.
That's what I was kind of getting at. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where his power comes from.
Yeah, they can just fine him for missing camp.
Right. If he's willing to not get paid, then, you know, that's all there is to it.
That's it.
Hold out forever.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now I understand completely. All right, thank you very much.
You want a general knowledge question here? You want to go to Phillies game?
I do.
All right. What two countries, this is from the general knowledge category, what two countries have an X in their name?
Zanzibar? No, that's a Z. An X. Can't think of it off the top of my head, so I'm not.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it's a hard question for him to shoot. Mexico would be one of them. It's the easy one.
That was really easy.
Yeah.
And it did not come to me.
Luxembourg is the other.
Luxembourg?
Yes.
I've been there.
You've been to Luxembourg?
I have been to Luxembourg, yeah.
Why? Really? Why?
So I was in Belgium, and it's right below Belgium, so.
Well, why'd you go?
Right, you still didn't explain.
Okay, so growing up, we had exchange students when I was in high school.
Okay.
One of our exchange students was from Belgium. We went to go visit him as a family. He worked in Luxembourg. Oh. So the couple days that we went to go see him, we stayed with his family in Belgium and went drove down to Luxembourg for lunch. So we could say we'd been to Luxembourg.
So wait,
there you go.
You were in what? What age roughly were you when this was happening?
We had a lot of exchange students growing
up. Well, this particular one.
Oh, Frederick from Belgium. I was not in high school, I don't think. So 7th grade.
And how old was this kid?
He was in high school. He was either a sophomore or a senior.
Did you have a crush on him?
No, he's like a brother to me. Like my exchange students flew from their foreign countries to my wedding.
Look at that.
Yeah, we have relationships with them and their family. Yeah, it's really neat.
That's cool. And you had multiple. You never had a crush on any of them.
I don't remember ever having a crush on them because they felt like my brothers. They stayed with us for a whole year. It wasn't just like a month or 3 months. They stayed with a whole year. So,
how did you find Luxembourg?
It was beautiful.
It a beautiful country?
Yeah, it's really pretty. Yeah, it's, super tiny. Mm. But yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was easy to get over the border?
Yeah, there wasn't really anything that...
Oh, no.
I don't even remember. I just got a car and drove.
Right. No, there's this thing. You know what? I don't... This is a sports show. We're good.
All right, let me just say one thing about the only possible legal case that you might be able to make against Ben Simmons is that you have to come up with a formula for damages that say that Ben Simmons not being part of your team is going to hurt your financial situation as an organization. Like if you make the case that we lost X amount of dollars in ticket revenue because he wasn't part of the team. Now, that's a very fledgling legal argument that probably would not even stand. So because it's impossible to calculate. Not like that, but no, people aren't going to not buy tickets because Ben Simmons is holding out.
Right.
Like, those tickets are already bought.
Right. People have been itching. You can look at almost any event. People have been in the house. They were in the house for a long time.
Yes.
Even people that didn't go when they opened things up last year, mm-hmm. they've been dying to go to something.
Yeah.
They're not going to not go.
Right. So there are technically no damages. And that's what you would only recover damages.
Right. But just so people are clear, though, if he took it all the way out and just sat out, he remains Sixers, quote, property.
Correct.
For four more years. Like,
yes.
He can't.
The contract does not execute.
Right. So
it's just in limbo.
Right. So if the Sixers, they wouldn't do it, really want to go all the way with this,
mm-hmm.
and he really was willing to sit out the whole year, he could sit out a whole darn year.
Yes.
And then still owe the Sixers four mm-hmm. full years.
Yes.
And he wouldn't get paid for the year. Uh-huh. So, like, I know they don't have a lot of leverage, but with 4 years left on the deal, the Sixers still have some leverage. It's not apples to apples to the Harden situation, some of these other ones, because of the 4 years left on the deal.
Yeah.
Barkley, they're none apples to apples because there's four full years left. The Sixers do have the ability to say, you know what, if you don't like it, you can stay home if you want, but we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Just stay home.
Correct.
Good luck to you. Right. They could do that.
They could do that. Let's go to Mike in Creekside. Oh, my God. It's Familiar Faces Day. Mike, or Familiar Voices Day. What's up, Mikey?
Yeah, what's going on, Jen and... Boy. That's pretty good, Jen and Gent.
What? Go ahead, Mike.
There's only two things that I like about the Eagles this year. One, there's no Snitch. He's gone, and Peterson's gone. Other than that, I don't know what. And the only thing I can say, if I got to do it, I don't know what the record is, but I know what they're going to end up fourth in the division.
You think they're going to be fourth in the division? You know, it's funny. I was watching a show yesterday. It also had the Eagles as fourth in the division, with Washington winning the division over Dallas. And then the Giants third. I don't think that the Eagles are going to fall behind the Giants. You do?
Well, right now, I have never seen a team that's starting out as raw and unknown with a head coach and no timing, no nothing to.
Oh, you're right about that. You're right on the button about that. It's an unknown situation.
During the preseason.
It's an unknown situation, and that's why there's a freshness and newness to this because it's an unknown situation. We don't know if they're going to be bad, and we don't think they're going to be great. So somewhere in between is what we're looking to see.
Yeah, so, and plus the fact there's more chances out of none. I don't know what the odds are. I'm not a true gambling person anymore, but it seems like 90% of the time that a new head coach starting out always ends up on the bottom. Very few coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, but you never know about the early season energy that guy's bringing, you know?
Yeah.
So he's got a new system. Maybe it's newfangled. Maybe it's different than their defense is used to. We'll see. It's going to be interesting.
Well, I still say the only thing, and I was just by accident, I said, well, I was calling in just to, like, be coming back off of vacation because of the start of the season. It was just my luck that y'all were talking Eagles. What?
All right, hey. Buddy. Well, listen, good to hear from you.
Okay.
Do you have a good summer?
I did nothing as usual.
Did nothing? All right.
I enjoyed doing nothing.
All right, buddy. Sounds good to me. There he is, the great Mike from Creekside. Check it in. That home run was off a little bedrock.
Yeah.
A little bedrock gave that up. His father was won a Cy Young here, and I don't like to. He's got nothing.
Well, it's hard to follow.
He's got nothing.
Well, it's hard to follow.
Forget to follow. Whether bedrock's his father or not, he's got nothing.
It happens in all walks. Michael Jordan's sons didn't make the NBA.
He's bounced around now in the big leagues.
I have to admit that I stopped watching at Rosso.
Oh, you did?
Well, because I thought he was giving up the game by leaving Rosso in. I thought it was a white flag.
Yeah.
So at that point, I'm like, if the manager's saying we're trying to lose, what am I watching for?
Yeah.
Like, you put Rosso in there, you leave him out there, he's walking the world.
Rosso gave up the big single to Yelich. Rosso in there. I lost track of the game, too.
And I know he walked the pitcher. At that point, and he walked the pitcher and he left him in.
He couldn't throw his fastball for a strike.
No, and I'm like, all right, well, he faced his three batters. Get him out of the game. If you're trying to win, it's still at the time 3-0.
Yeah.
Instead, he lets it get to 6. And I'm saying, you know what? You don't want to win, manager. I'm out. Rosso. First of all, he shouldn't pitch in any game.
Well, I mean, they're trying to use their early inning guys.
Yeah, well,
waste those guys early.
Well, Nola, Nola might want to mix in making through the sixth one time.
Milwaukee, a -157 favorite tonight with Freddie Peralta.
Peralta's been good.
2.70 ERA against Kyle. Let me try to hit your bat, Gibson.
Yeah, ground ball Gibson.
Right,
ground ball Gibson.
Ground ball Gibby.
He'll keep them in the game, but they're probably, the way it's looking, it doesn't look like they're going to
win. Yeah, they got some big dudes on that squad, man. They all come up with a little thunder.
Yeah, and that's with Yelich not having a good year.
Yeah, that Rowdy Tellez and that Vogelbach.
Now, how does a team like that, now I know they spent some money, but how does a team in a market like that,
Some thumpers and pitchers.
Well,
yeah, they're pretty complete.
What the hell was Klintak doing? What was he doing? Like, I can't blame the current guy. He's only been here 5 minutes. What was Klintak doing?
Listen, man, I've been through this.
Well, what was he doing?
I can't imagine the not being able to produce any players through your system, so.
With all this money they're
still in it, Tyrone. They're still in it.
They are still
two
in
and
it.
A half.
I'm just saying they're with it because of the Middleton's wallet. I'm saying what was Klintak doing other than spending the owner's money? What was he doing? Because these other guys find players on the cheap that are actually good. Not these guys like Torres likely won't be back, for example. Mm-hmm. No disrespect, but they probably plan on Bone being back next year and Torres will move on. Ooh. Well, how come the other team, their guys, they have young guys that are cheap, under control, under team control, and then they can supplement that with their stars? The Phillies are just the stars with no supplement.
I hear you. That team has Lorenzo Cain, bad eighth for him.
He only has won a World Series before.
Yeah.
Good player, good center.
All right, 610-632-0975. Is how you comment, climb into the show on General Oz Wednesday. Correct answer gets you FanFest tickets and qualifies you for Phillies tickets. Back in a quick.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2:45. Mike Misnelli Show. I just munched on some Hooters wings. Because tomorrow, first time the show's been on the road in a really long time. Tomorrow, the Mike Misnelli Show live from Hooters in King of Prussia.
I'm looking forward to it.
On the road, which means there'll be no TV tomorrow, just radio. And, of course, the Hooters people always treat us well out there. So come on out. This season, we watch the games at Hooters, watch football, eat wings, drink beer. It's all you need. Hooters' original wing joint for dine-in, to-go, curbside, or delivery. Hooters brings the flavor and the fun to football season. And don't forget, Hooters now offers online ordering. Visit northeasthooters.com to find the location nearest you. All right, we're looking forward to hanging with the peeps tomorrow. So I saw Undaunted Kendall flashed a picture.
Oh, yeah?
She's tired of seeing all the Bane pictures. She flashed a picture with Devin.
Oh, wow. Is she on social media?
Yes, I forget where they are. There's some exotic site.
Yeah, I don't follow her. Let me see.
Where is she? I saw it in a...
Oh, they're in Italy.
Where are they? They're in Italy. That's right, they're in Italy.
Yeah, they're in Italy. You only see his back, though.
Well, she's one-upping him. They're in Italy. You know.
Yeah. I'm trying to make sure it's him.
Crib.
Because she moves quick.
Yeah?
I'm not 100% sure that's him.
Really?
Yeah, it's not him.
It's not him?
Nah.
Really?
At least not in the picture. Huh. Nah.
Okay.
That's not him. So she out here with somebody.
Hmm.
But she runs that. Not the fellas. Kendall's in charge of that. And I applaud her for that. But yeah, that's not him.
Wow.
That was...
It's with somebody though, right?
Yeah, she's not alone. She's never going to be alone.
Okay.
But it will be of the person of her choosing. She's not looking to be chosen. She is doing the choosing. These guys are all at her mercy.
She's just firing back and saying, hey, I'm with my man in Italy. Where are you? You're holding out. You bum.
I wonder if she held against Booker losing in the finals.
Well, no.
I mean, that's the finals.
Yeah, but it's like, come on, baby.
She might be like, if you're not first, you're last.
I'm so proud of you. You made it to the finals.
Well, she's in Italy with somebody else. Now, that could be a cousin. That could be a buddy. Or could not be. Either way, Kendall's in charge. These dudes aren't. Nah, because they act like, no. Kendall's in charge of that.
Well, of course she is.
She's in charge.
He might be over there. Maybe he's just not in the picture.
Yeah, People Magazine is saying that it's him.
It's him. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you, this picture's not him.
Yeah, right. Maybe not that picture, but that they...
These pictures, I should say, aren't him.
Yeah, I thought I saw a picture. I think it was in New York Post, and it looked like him.
No, maybe he's in a different set. And anything she posts, she hasn't posted him.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean he's not there.
All right.
But she didn't post him. But maybe it's better if they... the Kardashians are known to call the paparazzi.
My man Devin comes back and speaks Italian, fluent Italian.
Oh, boy.
Another arrow to the heart of Ben.
Well, that would line up for him to leave.
On one of her stories, it's definitely him.
Well,
and her Instagram stories, instead of the pictures. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's definitely
him. Where in Italy are they?
Good question. Wherever it is, it's beautiful.
Yeah, she's talking about limoncello in the caption.
So probably Capri somewhere.
It looks beautiful. Right on the hillside, you see the mountain. They're eating them right by a big boulder.
Uh-huh.
Right in the mountains. They're sitting in the ocean.
There you go.
Oh, it's their one-year anniversary. It's definitely him.
It's the one-year anniversary.
Gotta be.
And I'll show you. Once Mike takes a call, I'll show you. This is not him.
What, it's some random Italian guy?
I'm telling you, it's not him in all of these pictures. It's somebody else.
She also includes a picture of friend Michael Chetrit. Sporting merch from her 818 tequila, so he could be some kind of marketing.
There it is. That's the dude. That's not Devin Booker.
Right, okay, so that's probably this Michael guy.
Okay.
Some guy named Michael.
But in her stories, there are stories.
Well, the story's expired. That story has expired. But in her post, he's not none of these pictures. It's some dude named Michael, apparently.
Well, I wonder if it's
Michael from Good Time.
It's the liquor guy.
It's the liquor guy, yeah.
The liquor guy.
But maybe that was by design.
Right. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Joe is calling from State College, PA, home of the Nittany Lions. Hello, yes, Joe.
Sir. Hey, Mikey Miss, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just want to talk some birds with you today.
Go ahead.
So you were talking about the game coming up on Sunday. And so, like you, and probably like every other Bird fan, I'm really excited for this game. I think we're going to win. I think Jalen Hurts is going to ball out with Devontae Smith. But I am concerned about Jalen Hurts for the long term, for the whole season, because he's a running quarterback. And so running quarterbacks, they don't win. Like Lamar Jackson, he's a great player, but the Ravens don't win championships, and they're not going to because he's their quarterback.
Listen, he throws the ball a lot better than Hurts, so I think he's got a chance.
Yeah, I mean, he might, but Hurts, like you said, he throws the ball way better than
Hurts. Well, but see, I'm like totally blind on Hurts at this point. Like he could, I could be underrating him. But I'm just saying that I haven't seen enough where I'm, you know, but I'm also willing to kind of, you know, he's the guy now. They've committed to him. He's the guy. So I'm going to look forward to him making some plays. We'll see.
Yeah, and I hope so, too. But, you know, we also signed Gardner Minshew. So what happens if we get a Hurts goes down, Minshew steps up? I think Minshew could take the city behind him. And then what happens next year?
What?
Yeah, I don't think that. Minshew is not going to be taking the city.
What, you don't think so?
No.
I think he's got that Philly grit to him.
Yeah, I don't think he's got that Philly talent.
I don't know about that. He's the best quarterback from his class.
He's all right. I don't know if it's going to create a quarterback controversy. Now, listen, if he's better, I still think the Eagles, if Hurts doesn't work, I think the Eagles will try to find another franchise quarterback. I don't think that they would think it's Minshew.
Okay. That's fair. But, yeah. I don't know. I think Minshew's pretty decent. But going back to the rest of the season longevity, you think, because what, over-under is 6.5, do you think we're going over?
No.
No?
Well, I think 6 is what they win.
Okay.
Yeah, and with a chance to win 7. So it's kind of like right there. The fact that it's 6.5 tells me to go under.
Okay.
That's the read I get out of it.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, quick.
Just one more thing for you. Because weirdos up at State College, I don't know if you've heard of it, but they named a pizza after you, and me and my roommate
talked about it. It's called, what is the place called?
It's Weirdo's Pizzeria.
Weirdo's Pizzeria, yes. Well, we did talk about it. Somebody else alerted me of it. I appreciate those guys doing that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Here's a general knowledge question for you.
Okay.
NFL draft first round quarterback, since we're in that realm here. All right. Okay. So in 2017, 3 quarterbacks were taken in the first round. 1 by the Bears, 1 by the Chiefs, 1 by the Texans. Give me 2 of them.
2 of them. Bears took Trubisky and Chiefs took Mahomes.
Wow, that was easy. And that's a qualifier. FanFest tickets for the lad from Penn State.
Yeah, also, he's not better than, as Booney points out, he's not better than Kyler Murray.
Who's not?
The Eagles' new quarterback is not better than Kyler.
Hurts?
No.
What?
Minshew?
Oh, Minshew?
Not better than Kyler Murray.
No,
He said he's the best quarterback in his class. No, he's not.
No.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be on his second team.
Yeah, he was overvaluing Minshew.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I think he might be fine, but he's not better than Kyler Murray.
Yeah, no, I agree. 610-632-0975. 4 o'clock hour is a big hour with Jason Stark, Tim McManus. But your calls and a chance to win FanFest tickets coming up in the 3 o'clock hour on the Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. Mike Miss Show for Police Bakery and Deli brings us the 3 o'clock hour. World famous tomato pie Hoagie Party Tray is every bit as good. Eagles on Sunday at the Atlanta Falcons. Meanwhile, Phillies tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers. We're talking about both the circumstances. But just before we get into the crux of the Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts relationship, we're going to play some sound from that. I have a question for both of you. Now, Tyrone, you don't eat the wings anymore, but when you ate the wings, chicken wings,
yeah,
which we were brought to us by Hooters today, and I'm enjoying them, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm odd. Is it a violation for me to like the nub more than the drumstick?
Oh, the flats.
The flats.
The
no,
flat, the
no
flat.
I think that you're eating like a, I think the people that prefer the drums are peasants. I think proper eating is to enjoy the flats. Like,
really?
Yeah, I think that's more of an aristocrat. Yeah, I think you're higher minded.
Okay.
The flats are far superior.
Yeah, they're
really?
Better. They're way better.
Well, far superior.
See, I thought I was the oddball.
No.
Because here's the thing. I don't like an undercooked wing. And I find
nobody does.
The drums, it's funny because people eat wings. People prepare wings differently. To me, you have to bake those wings first before you put them in a deep fryer.
So you would order them extra crispy?
Yeah, most people just throw them in a deep fryer, and the drumsticks normally aren't cooked.
Well, they
properly.
They can be. There's certain techniques you can use. You got to get your flour right and all that jazz.
The flat is always better cooked.
Well, for me, it's not that. It's more just the flavor, and also the sometimes when you fry them too hard, the outside of the drum does not do what you need it to do. The flats are better.
It's absolutely true.
Like, if I was going to go back, I'm going back for flats. I'm not going back for drums.
We're in the minority.
I don't think so.
I see people always, if you see a big plate of wings, the drums are taken before the flats.
Really?
Yes.
Not in my life.
But in my opinion, those people are cavemen.
I don't know how to eat.
Because the drums look easier to eat, so people will always choose the thing that's easier.
And
to
I
eat.
Think that's wrong. I think the flats are easier to eat.
I think so too.
You gotta dig in there with the flats because there's more bone structure in there.
Yeah, but it's easier. I feel like the meat's a little more tender. I'm very nostalgic now for a flat.
I wish you could go to a place and order just flats.
Really?
I hate it when you order like 10 wings and they come out with most of the drums. I want more flats. I will pay more for flats.
I skeeved the undercooked drum. And that's why I go flat.
Yeah, growing up in my community, I never dealt with an undercooked drum. Not one time.
What do you mean?
My mom and grandma, I'm not going to undercook a drum. Never once.
Well, how did they prepare them?
They knew what they were doing. They were black women.
Cook them twice?
No, you don't have to cook them twice.
Were they fried or baked? The ones
either
you used to get?
Or.
Well, so
I'll tell you, they never missed. They bat 1,000. Mom and grandma and them never missed. There was never undercooked.
Well, I would like to know how they did it, prepared it. Because when I do wings, I bake them first, and then I'll finish them off with a little fry.
Well, that's fine. That's fine if you choose to do that.
But that's not
mandatory. Well, just a certain skill set.
The skill set is you cook the wing, and the fry gives it the crunch.
Yeah, you got that crispy there at the end.
If you soak it. Now, Booney, see, a Neanderthal. He's team drums.
Of course he is.
He's a Neanderthal.
He's like most people. I'm telling you, most people will choose the drum first.
Yes.
A plate of wings. They're going for the drums.
Really? Yes.
You'll always find flats left. You won't find many drums left.
Well, then I'll be a happy camper.
Yeah, if I go back, I'm not going back for some drums. If you don't bring me some flats and get good day, sir. Like, I'll be good day.
All right, there you bet. This Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts dynamic is really interesting. You already, we've been playing this quote today where he says, if everybody in the room, like, first of all, I don't know how that's possible. The quarterback would not like a play that everybody else likes. But he used that as an example. Like, the offense coordinator play, the quarterback coach, I love the play, and Jalen doesn't like it, we won't run it. Well, okay. So he's giving you the message. He's deferring to his guy. So here's a little Nick Sirianni on the relationship he's developing with Jalen Hurts.
Part of you with the quarterback, you have no choice but to grow closer, right? It's like you get closer just because of the time that you spend with them. You know, it's important that we don't just have a football relationship, right? And that's important for me with every player on our team, that I have more than a surface level relationship with our players, right? There's more to it. And so that's connecting on different things, right? You know, I text them after the the Alabama game. I text him after the Oklahoma game. He's got two teams I can kind of razz him about. You don't really get to razz him about Alabama too much. So it's finding different ways to connect family. You know, he's got a dad that's a high school football coach. I really am interested in how he's doing as a coach and how his team's doing, because I know that's important to me with my brother who's a coach.
All right. That's nice.
I think but that's a big contrast, because Doug Peterson last year basically said bleep whatever Carson likes.
Yeah.
Carson said out loud, I would really like to roll out. Mm-hmm. And then you talked about it on the show, Mike.
Yeah.
We had the play-by-play. He didn't roll him out on purpose. Not one time. The day after, the game after, Carson said, I would really like to roll out.
Right. That was stupid. That's a stupid head coach. So I like the fact that he's willing. He's a young coach. He's going to have to be more flexible. Like, he's going to have to do stuff like that to be flexible. To win people over and win players over and what they like to do. Let me ask you a question. Why do coaches and managers always have to say right at the end of their statement?
I think it's because they're talking in front of people so often.
They need acknowledgement?
I don't think it's a need.
Girardi does the same thing.
I don't think it's a need. I think it's more of a reflex.
It's a reflex?
Kind of like when
Doug used to do it. I can't remember too many other people doing it, though. Sirianni does it after everything he says. So, you know, you can't resume Alabama, right?
Yeah. Doc Rivers does it some.
Does he?
Does it some, yeah. I think it has to do with just having an audience there.
Okay.
Kind of, and they're looking in your face blank. So you're like you are understanding what I'm saying to you, right? I'm not talking to a wall.
A little validation.
Think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Should we go to the calls now, right?
No.
Oh, I forget. Trenton Farmers Market. I know you've been there before.
Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah.
They have a setup where you can order wings and you can pay extra for all flats.
I will always pay extra for it.
Because I went down to get a shrimp.
Flats are extra?
Yes. I will pay extra for
that's
them.
That's a premium item. I'm telling you. That is a premium. The flats are premium. That's the good stuff, the flat.
All right.
Yeah, you can pay extra for all flats in all seriousness. I was getting shrimp and they had the same. You could order shrimp. Chicken, and they had some for the fish nugget, and you could order it in big sign.
Yeah.
Or you could pay extra for all flats.
Have you ever gone to somebody's house and they do the lazy wing? Like, you have to cut the wing. You have to make two cuts in a wing. You cut off that little curl flap.
Yeah.
And then you cut the flap from the drum.
Oh, you mean from a full wing?
Full wing. People that serve the full wing without maintenance.
I'm okay with. I was okay if you were. If
you
I'm going to grab
do that little nail that hangs off it, you got to cut that off.
I don't mind a full wing.
I would eat that.
You can nibble on it.
Whatever's on there, I used to get that off. The whole thing's going.
The little sickle curl
thing. Yes.
I would nibble on that. Nibble why? What are you nibbling?
Because
there's
it's there.
Little drizzle or whatever
the skin?
It is. I'm eating that. So if you give me a whole wing, I can eat a whole wing.
You can prepare wings. You can't serve lazy wings.
I don't mind it.
See?
I go extra boy. When I have people over, I'm eating wings, I give them the clean cut. I clip that thing off. I cut it right in the middle where I use the scissors to cut that.
Well, you're kind. Right. That's you're kind, a good host.
But that's not required.
I'm still eating the wing.
What are you talking about? If you go to like Popeyes and them, they got the whole wing. They're not giving you the wing
yet. That's because it's lazy ass.
Nah.
Because they have to. They have to serve a lot of people, so they don't have time to cut that little nub off. When you're serving to special people coming over the house, the least you can do is to give them the courteous thing of clipping that little nail off.
Nah, leave that nail.
I don't need it.
More flavor in that nail.
You guys are going too far now. Tino in South Philly. Tino, you're on 97.5 for that. What's up, Tino?
Not much. Good afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
I think Nick Sirianni is going to be a hell of a coach. I think I like his demeanor. I like the way he interacts with players, coaches. I think we're going to be all right with this guy.
Well, I hope we are. I mean, I have no idea yet, to be honest with you.
I don't either, but just the way he says all the right things. Now, maybe he's just, it's like a facade, but... from what we had with Doug, and Doug was just like,
I think I have to say this. I think he settled down a little bit from the Harry High School that we saw early.
Exactly. I just got to say one thing. Hi, I've been a chef for 35 years. How do you get anything off that end of that wing?
There's nothing there. It's just a bone.
I commend you for eating that thing. To get anything
you
got to
clip that off. Tino, the good wing preparer clips that thing off, right?
Yeah, normally you would. But listen, some people, like you said, Popeyes for sure. But I couldn't get no meat off that thing.
You can't. It's a way. It's a waste. It's a way. It's lazy ass. No cut.
That's not true.
That's what it is. It's a lazy ass. No cut. All right, man. Let me give you a general knowledge question. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, movie characters. All right, if I give you the character Garth Algar, what's the movie?
Oh, my God.
Garth Algar.
Mike, I'm stumped. I can't.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
When you say it to me, I'm going to shoot myself.
It's Wayne's World, dude.
Wayne's World, yes.
Oh, it's Wayne and Garth.
He's about the only Garth ever in a movie.
Exactly.
No, seriously, I can't think of right off the top like another Garth character ever.
I know. You should have got that one.
That was a previous person's favorite movie. What is your favorite movie?
Oh, boy.
Wait.
Godfather 2, probably.
Okay.
Natalie?
Yeah, that was her favorite movie.
Wayne's World?
Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
My man was in that.
It's a great movie.
Frankie DeLeo. Tootie was in it. Mr. Big.
He was in it.
Yeah.
That was her. Godfather 2 is your favorite?
Ooh, putting me on the spot.
Your favorite.
Favorite. See, I'm,
you got to be the only woman that I have ever met that would say that.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I have never heard another woman come close to saying The Godfather in any form was their favorite movie.
Oh, well, I love it.
Wow.
I mean, I have some
impressive
rom-coms down there that, you know.
Oh,
that's impressive that you went to Godfather 2.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
They're over there in Vegas.
Yep.
The Corleone family and Italian-Americans.
Yeah, that was Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, that was in Tahoe.
Yeah, it was in Tahoe. Henry in Tampa back with us. What's up, Henry?
Hey, what's up, Mikey?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hanging in there, bro.
Good.
Hey, you getting ready for that new movie coming out? The Saints of the Night with the Sopranos?
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see how that turns out.
The prequel.
Yeah,
I liked the previews of it. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah, you got HBO Max and stuff like that?
Yes.
Did you watch the other gangster show? It was made in Italy.
Yes, Gamora.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was fantastic.
That was fantastic compared to The Sopranos, man.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It was deeper. The Sopranos is kind of like a cliche version. Gamora was serious business.
Oh, you know,
it's very upsetting in a lot of ways.
I hope they come out with a new season with that.
I think they are, actually. Didn't they have a movie? I thought they made a movie out of it.
Yeah, I seen it. It was called the guy that he shot.
The guy was supposed to be dead. Came back, right?
Came back.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The guy, you know, the father, the son, you know, in that movie.
Yeah.
He came towards the end of that movie. He came at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Went back up. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Anthony talks about it all the time too. Here.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the Yellowstone coming back, too.
What's that?
The Yellowstone.
Oh, Yellowstone. Oh, yeah. That's coming up soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is Succession.
Oh, yeah.
So how's the treatment going with you, Hen?
Everything's going fine.
Good.
You know, I made it through and everything, but I don't feel it with the Eagles this year for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. 3 or 4? Nah, it won't take that long.
I think it might, Mike, you know.
I think 2 years. I think this year, next year, I think they'll make stride. I think by the third year, they'll be a playoff team. Definitely.
And I don't see the Eagles beating Atlanta because, don't forget, we beat them in our Super Bowl run. And that quarterback, what's his name, Ryan something?
Matt Ryan,
he's going to have a bench against the Birds Sunday.
Well, I don't know about that because they're not, you know, Julio's gone. Calvin Ridley's a good player. They're running back. Davis had 1,000 yard, but they're not overly deep. And it's interesting, the two local dudes lead them.
Yeah.
Penn Charter and Archbishop Wood.
Yeah.
Lead the Atlanta Falcons.
That's going to be interesting to see, because they went outside the box with that pick. Now, I think personally, I think he was the best player in the draft.
Yeah.
Not going to be completely wrong, but I think he was the best player regardless of position. I hope I'm wrong week one. But But I just see him as a guy you can line up inside, outside, and just create a bunch of matchups.
Yeah, especially with a smart quarterback.
Yeah, now, get the ball maybe it takes him some time. The blocking schemes are much tougher in the NFL. It might take him some time, but I thought he was the best player in the draft. And no disrespect to Devontae. I just think he was the best player.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe the Eagles can win. At first, because I'm looking at Atlanta's depth chart, and I'm like, you know?
They're not very good.
Yeah, they're not.
Not very good.
Sean in Newark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Sean?
Speaker, afternoon. I wanted to thank you for clarifying some of that Ben Simmons stuff, especially Ty, cleared up. I had a couple quick questions. Mm-hmm. Two quickie ones and then the third one, an idea. But the first two are, I had read reports that if Ben Simmons doesn't come to training camp, the actual fine is $227,000 a day or $1.2 million per week. That seemed incredibly high. Yeah. So I want to know, is that true?
Yeah, that's camp.
Right, but that means he would lose $5 million before the season ever started. If they, and I'm not suggesting they go that route, because I think they should try to take the high ground, because all the other NBA players and everyone are watching. And right now, for the most part, I think they have everyone on their side, in the both players, media, and also, you know, the fans. The second question is, if he was to sit the whole year, he would still have 4 years, so that means really then it would go to 5 years. But I wondered, if he comes back, like by the All-Star break, then that counts as a season, but he would just lose the salary up to the All-Star break. Or, and I'm trying to get, is that true? Like, even if he came back in game 80, you know, with only two games to go, he
gets, it would be prorated.
Count for a year.
Right. It would be prorated the salary that they would have to pay him.
So here's my main question, though. Why can't, I don't want them to sue him and don't do anything negative, because I think, you know, they want to keep all the, you know, they don't want to be a bad franchise to where no one wants to come to. Mm-hmm. And with some of the comments by like Danny Green and Embiid, and, you know, there's that little bit of perception, oh, it's that bad Philly fans that made Ben Simmons cry, and that's why he doesn't want to play here anymore, you know. But why can't Daryl Morey on opening day say, look, I'm going to talk to you guys, you know, and if you want to talk about Ben, I'll talk as long as you want, 2 hours. I'm going to answer every question, every hypothetical, everything. But then after that, if he doesn't want to play, as far as we're concerned, he's basically retired. You know, if he sits 3 years, he could sit 10 years. I mean, he can never play professional basketball.
Yeah, but what would be the upside of doing that if you're an organization? You have to carry on and build your team.
Because he's
You're not in it for spite.
No, I'm saying that he's not. That's why I want him to be nice about it, but he's not going to sit forever. When these guys go on strike, usually they can hold it together for a month or two, and then the mortgage payments come.
Yeah, but dude, he's made $57 million already.
He'll never make a dollar the rest of his life if he doesn't play.
Well, of course he knows that, but it's not going to come to that.
Well, he's not going to sit forever. What player's going to sit for
the rest of his life? Well, it's not under his control. They have to make a trade. I mean, he's not going to sit forever. You don't want him back.
We're not going to trade him until we get what we
but
want.
But you're not going to have him back either. You have no leverage.
I do. I play Maxie. I pay Fievel, and he'll crack by the All-Star.
He's not going to crack because he's not going to want to come. He's not going to come. Listen, dude, listen to me.
He has no money.
Listen to me.
He's not
going to come back to the Sixers.
He can't.
What do you mean by crack? That he's going to come back to the Sixers?
He'll come back to play to increase his value, and that's the way I was.
He's not going to come back to the Sixers, nor do they want him back. You know, this beer muscle approach to it is all well and good until you make the trade. That's all it's worth. It's not intended to punish him for 4 years. It's intended to give you enough time to make the trade so you can help your team. These people want to punish him. Put him in a jail, for crying out loud. Like, it's not, you can't look at it like that. You got to look at it like your team's success is at stake also. 610-632-0975. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There you go. The Twitter poll. I just turned my... I was broadcasting without the button being on.
Oh. Nobody can hear you that way.
I just went through the whole spiel. It's 3:30 on a General Knowledge Wednesday, and it's time to update our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons with Jennifer Squidow. Jen!
So, of course, now we have two polls. First one is, do you believe in the new energy coaches and players that will debut for the Eagles on Sunday? We are close to 500 votes right now. 18% are still nervous. 22% say no, not enough. 60% say yes, the start of a rebuild. And thanks to Booney, we have a second poll.
Ah.
Good discussion on the Mike Misnelli Show. What type of wing do you prefer? Right now, 47% say drums and 53% with the flats.
I mean, that's stunning.
Correct.
That really is stunning
it's
to
close,
me. We'll see. We'll see if that
close.
Holds up.
It's close.
Yeah, it's close. Let me just clear up what the last guy said, because there is this conception out there that the Sixers are in charge because they can somehow win financially in this deal by suing Ben Simmons. A contract. We all have contracts here, right? Jen has a contract. Tyron has a contract. I have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
We can quit without any kind of ramification. A contract means that you perform an act, and this other party pays you for the act. If you don't perform the act, the other party is not obligated to pay you, and therefore the contract just stays in limbo. How many athletes have you seen? They quit. They retire. We're right in the middle of a contract. They can't get sued for damages unless you can prove damages. Then to prove that, you would have to prove that you are harmed financially, and you have to be able to calculate that harm, which is impossible. It's moot. So the contract just fades away. It's like anybody can quit on a contract unless there's a clause in your contract that says if you quit 1 year into this 4 year contract, you owe us $200,000, whatever it is. In this situation, it's clear that he could be fined by the CBA for not reporting to camp, but he doesn't have to perform on the contract, nor are the Sixers to obligated to perform their end, which is to pay him. It's really simple contract law. Now, the only example I can think of where you can calculate damage on a contract, let's go back to the start of satellite radio,
mm-hmm.
where they paid Howard Stern $300 million. And it got him under contract because that was going to be the highlight of their kickoff to satellite radio. You couldn't listen. Howard Stern was the guy. You had to listen to him. You had to buy your subscription.
Right. You had his channel, and they would loop his show 24/7.
Right. So that was the attraction. So if he quit, and I don't know why he would, maybe $300 million. But if he quit in the first year of a contract, they could then calculate damage and say, okay, well, we can prove that a million subscriptions were sold based on the reliability that you were going to be part of this. And then they could have maybe some damages that they could calculate. But otherwise, there's no way you can calculate damages. The Sixer fans aren't going to stay away financially from supporting the team because Ben Simmons is holding out.
Right.
And so, like, this notion of, well, just let him sit out for 4 years. Well, that doesn't help you. You're an organization. It doesn't help you to play that kind of game.
Right. That's why as soon as they can get the trade that they like, they'll move him. Now, if he has to sit for a while in order to facilitate the trade,
right.
You're not doing it out of just spite.
No.
You're doing it
exactly.
to facilitate a deal. Right.
Right. Now, people think that they can, their anger is taken over here when it comes to Ben.
Well, which I can understand.
I don't think he'll never play again. Right? But
today he posted a picture with Kevin Hart. On a basketball court.
I don't even want
Kevin Hart.
I don't even want to see it, man.
No.
What's he played against Kevin Hart?
I don't know. I guess they're just talking. Maybe Kevin Hart's giving him advice. And if it's advice like I think Kevin Hart's giving him, he's saying, yeah, you got to get out of Philly. Because Kevin Hart doesn't come back here either.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, no respect. I mean, he's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
His business is in L.A. Yeah. But Anthony and I were talking about off the air earlier how too many times people think it's something to get out of Philly rather than be big in Philly.
Yeah.
This is not a place you need to escape from.
No.
But you can move to a different neighborhood. Don't get me wrong. There's certain parts of Philly, maybe.
Yeah.
But you don't need to escape the Delaware Valley to, quote, make it.
Right.
And I think some people have that mentality. So my guess is Kevin Hart's telling them, yeah, I can see why you wouldn't like Philly.
Probably, yes,
get out here to California.
So he's
probably
a bad influence. You think Kevin Hart's a bad influence
in
this whole situation?
I don't think he'll be a good influence. I mean, he'll be a good influence for him maybe with some business deals if Ben decides to show personality. Because I wouldn't put that guy in a commercial.
Yeah, he's got
as is.
He's got nothing.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of no personality, You see that Patrick Cantlay's girlfriend?
No, I didn't see her.
You didn't research that?
No.
Patrick Cantlay has zero personality with some starlet model.
Does he have money?
Well, he's hot right now. He does. He's, like, you know, I mean, he's like, having his like, hottest year ever.
I mean, like family money.
I don't know. I have no idea. This girl is like, her. You see, yeah, well, who is she? She's like some kind of, she's semi-famous, isn't she?
Nikki Giddish.
Nikki Giddish?
Yeah, that's her name. She's a model.
Yeah, she's a model. And she has her own, workout videos or something. Nikki has.
But she says she's also a doctor of pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. She's smart. Doctor of pharmacy.
But you wouldn't know that from the Instagram. Not that you have to.
No, she's like a bikini model.
Yeah, she's
I tell you, those golfers.
Well, it's an injury without CTE. She got more long term. Not some of these football wives, man.
Cantlay hasn't said hello. I haven't even talk.
I mean, I see him.
He landed a big fish.
He also isn't like not overwhelmingly handsome. Neither.
No, he's not.
Like he's not a heart. He's not Brad Pitt.
He's not Brad Pitt.
He is not Idris Elba. He is just getting by.
I saw that yesterday. I go, good for the young lad.
Yeah, good for him.
He's hot right now. Look at this. It's his girlfriend.
Yeah, I see. If he's smart, she's smart. He goes ahead and locks that down. I mean, I hope if she's interested, he locks it down.
He needs to lock it down.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If he's smart, she's fine. She'll do okay.
Yeah, and then it'll last for like 5 years until he hits a wall and can't win anymore. And then,
but that's all right. By then, you just have to hope that your personality and the love wins.
He's got no personality, the guy.
Well, he's got enough game to get home.
I guess he did. All right, Josh and Belmar. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
How we doing, Mike?
How you doing, Josh?
Another day. I've been looking over the Eagles' schedule a little bit, and I was just looking at it about 5 minutes before I got on. I can't see the Eagles winning more than four games this whole season. Like, really, they have a good offensive line. You know, besides maybe Semawalo or however I'm not good with that last name.
Who?
The left guard.
Semawalo.
Semawalo.
Yeah.
They got a good. They got a good offensive line. They got question mark at quarterback. Questionable hands of Miles Sanders. No one in the receiving corps really proved themselves other than maybe Greg Ward, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside proved himself to be a failure. But we're
Well, listen. I think four is under shooting it, because their division is not that difficult. They should be able to win a few games in the division, right? They should be able to win at least two.
I have been splitting with Giants and Washington.
Okay, that's two.
I'm going through the list.
The Raiders? You don't think they can beat the Lions?
I don't think
the Broncos.
I think they beat the Raiders. I don't think
the Jets. The Come on, man.
I think they beat the Raiders. I think they beat the Lions. I'm sorry. I think they lose to the Raiders, beat the Lions, beat the Jets. Washington and Giants are the only.
Okay. All right. So they beat the Jets and the Lions. You're saying?
Yeah. That's
two wins in their division. That's your four.
Yeah.
You think the Broncos beat them?
Yeah.
The Raiders beat them.
Yes.
The Panthers beat them.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I don't know how it's going to shake out, but I think four, you're undercutting them a little.
I'm just, until Jalen Hurts proves me wrong, and I would love to be proven wrong,
All right, we'll see. There are a lot of people that will say four. I think six and maybe seven. So we'll see what happens. Let me give you a general knowledge question for a pair of FanFest tickets.
All right.
If I give you, I'm going to give you three words. You give me the word I'm looking for. So I'll give you three clue words, and you tell me the word I'm looking for. So if I give you the clues, rolling, R-O-L-L-I-N-G,
mm-hmm.
Blarney, and Sharon, what word am I looking for?
Rolling, Blarney?
Blarney and Sharon. What word am I looking for?
God, it's a sport over in...
Not a sport? What are you talking about? You're talking about a word. I'm looking for a word. Rolling, Blarney, and Sharon. What word am I looking for?
Stone.
Well, that was a layup. Come on, my man. The Blarney Stone. The Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
Well, there's news on the screen.
Zach Eflin having surgery on his patella tendon will be out 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
But you know, they were probably saying he wasn't going to pitch the rest of the year. So it's surgery on the tendon. So it's a little more serious than just tendonitis. So they're going to have to fix something in there.
So that means March, 16. Best case.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, right patella. Well, the tendon must be some damage in there. That means March, best case. May, worst case.
Surgery. 6 to 8. Wow. That's like Tommy John, almost. No, not quite. But.
Yeah, it was... It'll be on Friday, Dr. Steve Cohen.
Okay. Well, there you go. So that means, if they get in the playoffs, they only need 3.
Well, here's the problem. Nola's out of the pen if they make the playoffs. He's their fourth best starter right now.
Were you going to pitch Ranger Suarez instead of Nola?
Yes.
You can't do that.
They will.
I don't think they will.
They absolutely can't. You can't trust. It would be Wheeler, Gibson, Suarez. He's in the pen. You can't. He's worse than Suarez right now. But I think by a wide margin, actually. But he's way worse right now.
They'll trust him, though. You know, Joe.
There have been better pitchers than him.
Joe's not going to anoint Suarez over.
There's been better pitchers than him that had to pitch out of the pen in the playoffs. They made Pedro do it 1 year with the Red Sox. Like, there's been much better pitchers than him who have had to pitch out of the pen. If it's about pride.
Joe's that type of guy.
He doesn't. He hasn't earned it.
Well,
he should be in the pen.
The season's not over. He can come back and he probably will pitch a good game the next time out.
He's never pitched well in September before. Maybe
there's got to be one game he'll pitch well, and then they'll rely on him.
Yeah, I have him out of the pen. Be ready for a long relief.
You know, they got to win these games where they're going to start their bullpen.
Well,
which is problematic for me. 610-632-0975. Say, Climb In, General Lodge Wednesday. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 3:45, Mike Missinelli Show. Today's General Knowledge Wednesday categories are General Knowledge, NFL Draft, First Round Quarterback, Movie Characters, What Word Am I Thinking About? And here's the deal. Everybody who gets a question correct today, and there have been very few. One
so far.
Everybody gets a question. I don't think these categories are very tough at all. So we're going to rock some calls here. And then in 4 o'clock hour, we got a couple guests. But we'll have plenty of time to get people a pair of FanFest tickets. And you get those with one correct answer. And then you'll qualify for a 4-pack of tickets for the Phils-Rockies game Sunday on Family Day. So that's all good. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Jay in Roxborough. Jay, what's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How you doing?
Yeah, good. You know, I'm listening to a lot of people, you know, giving the Eagles like a losing record. You know, and I'm wondering, like, where is that coming from? Like, you know, there's nothing to base it on. You know, you got a new coach, new quarterback. You know, even if you go back to last year, you know, if you look up and down the roster, that offensive line, you know, was a little banged up, but they were good guys. Carson Wentz was just a guy that held on to the ball a little too long. But the little sample size that we saw of Jalen Hurts, He's shown me that he can play in the NFL. If nothing else, he belongs in the NFL. Now, you know, the defense, we stepped up at cornerback. We got Nelson, you know, the defensive line, linebackers. So when I look across the board, I guess because the unknown is making everybody give it a loss, give us more losses.
No, I don't think it's the unknown. I think it's legit. If you look at paper, You're extrapolating success for a lot of new young players, and it just doesn't work that way in the NFL. And, you know, I think you saw a little something in Hurts that maybe people didn't see. I don't see where you could be that optimistic on what he did last year. So all this is all new, and because it's all new and because you have a new system that players have to adapt to, it just doesn't come together right away. So you see a winning record?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you say young talent, you know, the Vikings had Justin Jefferson last year, and everybody kind of put that team up to the top, you know.
He also had a veteran quarterback, and they didn't win anything, did they?
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So what?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, we really should probably wait till we see what Sirianni and Hurts do for game one to get an idea of what this season.
Oh, there's no question about that. But again, you got to look at the knowns, or their offensive line or defensive line, right? But there's also age on both of those things. So those guys got to stay healthy. Older guys usually get banged up.
And I hear what you're saying with that, Mike. But when those things that you just mentioned, I look at that across the board at all the 32 teams.
Yeah. You know? The Eagles guys have been hurt already, so. You know what I'm saying? They're like, injured guys have to stay healthy not the entire year. When you've been hurt before, it's kind of tough to stay healthy.
No, I got what you. You know, we got Saquon Barkley in division. He's coming back off a big time injury. Dak Prescott coming off a big time injury. You know, Fitzpatrick.
It's not a great division, you're not saying they can win a division. You're saying they got a winning record. That's two different things. You can win the division, this division, with a losing record. But a winning record, you're telling me they're going to win 9 games.
What I'm saying to you even further than that, Mike, is that I think this team is going to surprise a lot of people. I think that Sirianni being a young coach and Hurts being a young guy, all Sirianni needs to do is say, Hurts, this is your baby. You know, you run it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Listen, you're very optimistic. I don't see 9 wins or 10.
This is what I see, Mike, in terms of, I'm not going to give you a number. What I see is, I see the Eagles being a team that responds.
Well, you said a winning record, so you're giving me a number.
You're
giving me 9, 10, 11 is what you're giving me.
Okay, so what I'm saying, I'm not giving you a specific number. What I'm saying to you is that I see.
Giving me at least 9.
Okay, a winning record. A winning
all
record.
Right. Okay. All right. All right. Let me give you a general knowledge question, bro. All right. Here's a general knowledge question. What is a sommelier's area of expertise? A sommelier.
That's a violation. I don't know.
Oh, my man. The sommelier is the wine expert.
He's a winesman.
The winesman, yes. He's a winesman. That's correct.
But
we only had one correct answer today?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Now, that was an easy one, though.
That was an easy one. Now I'm concerned about the 9 wins.
Well,
he had me convinced.
He was very optimistic man on the Eagles. Leo in Philly. What's up, Leo?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Leo?
Hey, I saw an article today about Ben Simmons going to the Warriors or the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Lakers. The Warriors we've been talking about, possibly. Yeah, where did you see that?
MSN.com.
What.com?
MSN.
MSN.com.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, listen, there's all kinds of whispers that he could go here, go there. I don't think anything's tangible at this point.
Okay. All right, I got a story for you about the chicken wings.
All right, chicken wing story? All right, what do you got?
All right, so when I was in the Navy, I used to ride a lot of ships and do inspection on them, right? So one day I was sitting in the beach nest, and this guy was talking about chicken wings. And they said, hey, you know, if you go to Hooters, they got this chicken wing that's not on the menu, right? So I think the guys were, you know, were BSing. So I've never been to Hooters, decided to go to Hooters, and I'm looking for a menu, it's not there. So the waitress comes and say, hey, can I get a Daytona? And she was like, yep, got you. And the Daytona came, and it was probably the best things I had in Hooters.
A Daytona?
Yeah.
What is it?
It might be on the menu now. So basically what they do is the chicken wing that is grilled, and you can see the grill mark on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll check that out tomorrow. I'll ask for a Daytona. Yeah. All right, man, you had a general knowledge question for you. NFL drafted quarterbacks first round. All right, so in the year 2011, there were a lot of quarterbacks that were taken in the first round. And one of them came from Florida State. He was drafted by the Vikings, and his wife became more famous than he did. His wife is in sports media business. Drafted by the first round by the Vikings, went to Florida State. His wife is a blonde commentator.
Porter.
Who?
Is her last name Porter?
Oh, man. Close. Ponder. Sam Ponder. But what? She didn't go by Sam Ponder at first. Then she got married. What was her maiden name?
I don't know.
Because she first broke onto the scene. She wasn't Ponder.
I'll remember her as Ponder.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember her as
Ponder. What was it?
Samantha Steele.
Yes. Yeah, Christian just sits back, man. He plays golf every day.
Well, no, he's got to watch the kids.
Well, that's all right.
They got the kids.
He's a house dad.
Yeah, they have a...
It's not a bad gig.
Oh, it looks like they might only... They got... Well, is it two kids or one with a really long name?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Bowden St. Clair Ponder.
I think that's her... also part of her maiden name, St. Clair.
Okay. Well, so it's just the one kid. So now he's that kid's seven now, going to school. Yeah, he plays golf every day. I thought they had more than one. Yeah.
My man.
He's doing all right.
He did do all right.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
All right. Jason Stark's going to join us. We'll talk some Phillies baseball. Tim McManus a little later in the 4 o'clock hour. The Mike Missinelli Show continues.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
4 o'clock, Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia. Bills beat Milwaukee 12-0 after losing twice to the Marlins, and then last night they get hammered. And more importantly, the starting pitcher again with a bad outing. So to make sense of where they are right now, which is they're 2.5 out of first place. And what's the wild card situation is Dan right now?
Two.
They're two. So
yeah,
they're close to the wild card.
Yeah, Padres lost again.
Yes.
Tied with the Padres.
So, we're coming down the stretch with this wild card with the Padres and the Reds. And the Braves win last night. So let's try to make sense of the situation with the man who covers baseball nationally, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. Writing for The Athletic and doing so many other things in baseball. It's not even funny. He's brought to us by Everfresh Juice and Juice Drinks. Good juices for good times. He is the only, one and only Jason Stark. Hello, Jason Stark.
Hey, Mike. I'm interrupting listening to Derek Jeter's Hall of Fame speech for you, man.
I am honored. What has he said in the Hall of Fame speech?
It's been excellent. Joe Girardi got a little shout out.
Oh, he did.
He got a mention to all my managers, and he got mentioned. But there's a lot more about Joe Torre than there was about Joe Girardi. Nevertheless,
I'm sure there was.
Joe got a shout out.
Well, that's good. So Larry Walker and Jeter go in after that that awkward COVID thing where they had to postpone it. Is all right with the world now? Induction.
Well, I mean, Wednesday afternoon. With limited attendance, if this had been a normal induction weekend, I would have been there on a Wednesday afternoon in September. Mm-hmm. There's not even any place to stay, right? So
yeah.
It's not what it would have been. Derek Jeter,
Derek Jeter's induction weekend would have been the biggest ever. There would have been 100,000 people. That's what they thought. So,
well, that's a shame.
He didn't get that moment, but at least he gets a moment where there are people there, as opposed to what it would have been
if
they'd done this last year with no people there.
So they usually put you guys, all the Hall of Famers, at that hotel. That's not available?
Well, here's the way it would normally work is that, you know, there's the beautiful Otisaga Hotel where the Hall of Famers stay, and then there's this sister hotel, the Cooper Inn, and then there's housing for families and friends all over Cooperstown because people rent out their houses.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the greatest VRBO opportunity ever for those people. But in the middle of the week in September when the kids are in school, that's just not an option. And they wanted to hold the crowd down anyway. So, I could have gone, Mike, but it would have been the same. There's no access to anybody anyway. So, I'll talk to you. That's always
good. All right. Well, that's a good stuff. So, by the way, when John Clark and I came up to see your induction, we stayed at the lovely Onteonta Motel 6. Which was a lovely, hotel. we had a Denny's right there. We dined.
I'm still honored that you were willing to.
That was beautiful. It was a great time. All right, so let's talk about this, Jason, because they seem to listen. They're 2.5 out. They were a game and a half out last night. They got hammered last night. They're still in it, kind of. The Braves win last night. I still think the Braves will win the division, which leaves the wild card. Do they have enough strength to outlast the Padres and the Reds to get in there?
All right, well, let's go through this, because you just said it. They are still alive, certainly with their schedule. They're still alive. But you know from talking to me for many years that I always try to look at this in September by basically counting down how many games a team can afford to lose. So if you feel like doing that math, FanGraphs is projecting that it'll take 86 wins to win the division or 86 to win the second wild card. So that means 76 losses. The Phillies already have 67 losses. So you get it? They have 9 more games they can afford to lose. And after tonight, they'll have 7 more series left to play. So if you do this in your head, it means basically they can only afford to lose one series the rest of the way, regardless of what happens tonight. One. Now, maybe if they start sweeping one series after another, that gives them the leeway to maybe lose two. But essentially, even when you're a couple of games out, your margin for error is so slim. And those series, like the one they just played against the Marlins, they can't afford those anymore. I think it's that simple, because it's just total pure math.
Yeah. Listen, they've been doing it with tape and string. I mean, the bottom of their orders have been laughable. They've somehow managed to get it done. But they're not going to be able to win the series if the number two pitcher doesn't perform. And this is now 2 starts in September, and you go back to his old woes. I mean, is he just the guy who gets worn out, or what's the story with Aaron Nola?
Well, you know, it feels like we've been talking about this in spring training, probably because we have been. And I just have a hard time believing he's 100%. When you watch a guy pitch for a long time, you get to know what he is and who he is, but also what he isn't and who he isn't. And I don't think we've ever seen this Aaron Nola. I keep talking to scouts and people in baseball who have seen him a lot, and they're really stunned by what they're watching, because what has he been since he showed up? He's been a guy who commanded 4 pitches consistently for his whole career, and now he has nights like last night where he struggles to command any. He's a guy who pitched with so much confidence from the day he arrived in the big leagues, and now there are so many nights like last night where it feels like he's pitching with no confidence in any pitch. You know, you see him abandon that 2-seam fastball. Mm-hmm. That's been such a great pitch for him against left-handed hitters. He just threw a few of those last night. He throws his 4-seam fastball with just no conviction now, and I thought last night was another example of that. And when he stops pitching off his fastball, it makes his curveball so much more hittable and so much more predictable. And
it just wasn't very good last night, not the way it's been in some of those big strikeout games. And then, one more thing. I know we've talked about this all year, too, and that's his problems with two strikes and his problems out of the stretch. Now, last night, five more two-strike hits in a row. He's allowed more two-strike hits than any pitcher in the National League, than any of them. He can't finish these hitters off anymore because he's lost that natural action, that great movement he had on every pitch.
Yeah, you know, he missed his spots so bad last night. He missed them by a couple feet.
Oh, my God.
And see, I agree. Yeah. Like, to me, that looks like a tired arm. You have to snap that two-seamer. That two-seamer that he throws at a left-hander is usually money. And I think, like, a tired arm, he can't snap that two-seamer, which is why he's not throwing it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a tired arm or whether that elbow ligament, which he's pitched through for a long time, is starting to finally bother him. But, you know, I just had a conversation with a general manager a week or so ago who had lost a pitcher to Tommy John surgery, and he said he was beating himself up over it because he said, you know, he kept looking at the metrics that showed that his velocity was the same, but we were seeing it with our eyes, and he said his command wasn't anything close to what it was before, and we should have realized that was a tip-off, that when it's not the velocity that goes, it's the command. And you know, I'm not saying Aaron Nola needs Tommy John surgery, but a guy whose signature was his great control of everything, who now, you know, he have one game a month where he's that guy?
Yeah.
It's just a red flag, man.
Yeah, we were talking about this. If they somehow, you know, sneak into the playoffs, and without Noel's contribution, it's hard to fathom that. But if they do get into that and they go with a rotation, would Joe Girardi actually supplant him and go Gibson and Ranger Suarez and demote him?
I think anything's possible. It's hard for me to imagine he wouldn't get a start. You know, what I would do is try to get him as much rest before that start as possible, and then you've got a better version of him. I wouldn't try to ride him through two starts in a short series. They learned today that not only is Zach Eflin not coming back this year, the beginning of next year is in jeopardy because of the knee surgery. So, I mean, these are their options, and every game is must-win. All right, so you can't try to make people feel better. It's about win today. That's what managing in October is all about. And one thing about Joe Girardi is he has done a lot of that.
Yeah, I they're starting guys like Vierling and Torres and Marshawn and I mean, I look at it like I can't believe that they could even be this close, but they seem to be getting by with these guys.
It's really amazing. You know, I thought Matt Gelb had a great description of them in his story today in The Athletic, which is that, like, you can't watch them on any given night, any set of nine innings, and get any feel for what they are. They can look so different from one day to the next, as this series has proven. Like, nobody wins a game 12-0 one night and loses the game 10-0 the next night. That's happened three times in 120 years now. But
yes,
that's the 2021 Phillies.
It's stunning. All right, so, I don't know. Why can't they hit left-handers? Like, what is this aversion to a left-handed pitcher?
Bryce is having his worst season against left-handed
yes.
pitching since he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Rhys Hoskins is no longer in the lineup. JT is another guy I'm convinced he's not 100% or even close between the shoulder and the wrist. He hasn't driven in a run since he got back in the lineup. So those things matter. When Matt Vierling is your second or third best hitter against left-handed pitching, you're having some issues with lineup construction.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're at their mercy. So whatever happens is going to happen.
I know. I've been listening to you. Do you still don't want them to get in? Is that right?
No. I want them to get in now. I wanted to be a seller when it was time to be a seller because I just didn't think they had enough to get in. And, you know, then they went on that eight-game winning streak, and then I was back in, and then they lose to the Marlins, or they lose three to Arizona, and then they rebound again, and they lose to the Marlins a couple times. And I don't, you know, it's just, it's crazy to follow this team.
There haven't been many teams like this that ride the roller coaster like they do. They're hot, they're cold, they rip off five in a row, then they lose four in a row, and the 2019 Cardinals kind of did this, but it's very rare to be a playoff team that goes about it like this. And yet, you know, it's bizarre to even think about this because, you know, they're so flawed. But if they get in, if they win the East, you know who they would play? They would play the Brewers.
Yeah.
What's their record against the Brewers this year?
Pretty good.
It's 5-1.
And they dusted Woodruff, who they might face in that one game, and they dusted him the other night. I don't know. We'll see. I guess they can win that game. If they're able to pitch Wheeler, they can win that one game. You know, I don't know how the schedule. We looked at the schedule. Didn't look like Wheeler would have been up for that one playoff game, wild card.
Well, I mean, they've got him set up to pitch either the last Sunday of the season or the wild card game or game one. And he could pitch the last Sunday of the season and pitch game one of the division series because I believe they would be in the series that starts Friday. So that makes sense to line it up the way they have it.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Jason,
they're going to play in those games.
Always a pleasure. Well, I don't know either. You know, the Reds, the Padres, they lose. I think the Braves are going to go on a little run here. But so maybe it's the wild card that we have to look at.
Turns now after this series. So you would think, but don't you think that series in Atlanta the last week will probably still matter? I think it will.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll probably have to sleep it.
Yeah. All right, Jason, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Mike. Thanks.
Jason Stark, brought to us by Everfresh Juice and Juice Drinks. Good juices for good times. Who can tell? You know, the lineups come out and I go, how do you win? And they somehow turn it. I don't like them tonight. So losing two or three of the Brewers. We expected that. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to John in Rancocas Woods. What's up, John?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. First time, long time.
Thanks, buddy.
Two things. One, I just want to say to Tyrone, I can't wait till my favorite TV show comes back, Sixers Outsider. You do such a great job.
Sixers Outsiders coming back. Will it be with Ben or his replacement?
Oh, it'll be a replacement. I don't think we should be all so stressed out. Didn't Maury have the most trades in the last 15 years of any GM? That's his thing, right?
He's going to have to trade. It's what kind of trade can he pull off?
I just want to know, do you guys trust him to make a good trade?
Yes, I do. I actually think they're going to make a good trade.
Real fast, today, Windhorse is reporting that Ben Simmons told the Sixers, it's not my job to rehabilitate my trade value. That's what he told them today.
Oh, well, there you go. That's Ben being Ben.
Give him a lollipop and tell him to sit in the corner. We'll be with him. Speaking of trust, I think the smartest and most trustworthy coach we've ever had is Dick Vermeil, right? For the Eagles?
Maybe. I don't know.
I heard him say the other night, he honestly believes the Eagles are going to have 10 wins. So
he's always optimistic.
You know, I am, too.
Dick Vermeil's not going to say they have a losing record. That'd be anti-Dick Vermeil.
But he was saying 10 wins. He said he honestly believed it. He said he thought both lines were really good, and he loved the receiving core. He loved the running backs. He sounded very positive.
He's always positive. But have you ever seen Dick Vermeil be negative?
Well,
I don't want to downplay what he has to say, but a guy like Dick Vermeil, who's entrenched in Philadelphia, is not going to say they're going to have a losing record. So that would be anti-Dick Vermeil.
Yeah, but I'm just finding for reason to hope.
I get it. You got to put it in perspective sometimes. But, yeah, the lines are their strength. They have to stay healthy.
I agree. I have one quick question for Tyrone. Is there any chance Sixers Outsiders might be covering any away games this year?
We did away games last year.
Yeah, they're on away games.
You're going to do all of them, like all games?
They're on after every game.
Well, assuming Sixers Outsiders is back, we do all but the West Coast games.
Yeah, we do all the games.
Okay, we'll do road games. Yeah, West Coast games, yeah, because we'd be on at like 2 a.m.
All right. I just love how you guys are not just knowledgeable, but really passionately honest about the Sixers. And when they lose, you get very upset about it. I like your passion.
All right, brother. You want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right. This is movie characters quiz. All right. So if I give you the character Gordon Gekko, what movie am I looking for?
Wall Street.
Correct. The second one. FanFest tickets.
Our listeners know their movies.
Yes. Well, there you go. Gordon Gekko. All right. So Sixers Outsiders most likely will be back.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, in any event, you guys do every game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for the late game. Any game that's on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Now, if the game's on a different network, we don't usually do a show. Like if it's on TNT.
He thought that you had to travel with him. Like that gives you do away games too. No, they're done from the same venue. Yes. You guys will be back in studio this year, I would assume. Right?
Assuming that everything works out. Yes.
Okay.
But I can't speak anything officially just yet.
I get it. I hear you. All right, let's take a quick break. Back on the other side with Tim McManus. We'll talk some Eagle football after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 4:30. It's time to Twitter poll update. And that is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Jennifer Scordo. Jen.
Okie dokie. Poll number one. Do you believe in the new energy coaches and players that will debut for the Eagles on Sunday? 19% say they're still nervous. 21% say no, not enough. 60% say yes, it's the start of a rebuild. That's poll number one.
All right, poll number two. Has something to do with chicken wings.
And this is, thanks to Booney.
Yeah.
Which type of wing do you prefer? Right now, the drums have it at 44%. The flats, though, are winning 56%.
56?
Still kind of close, though.
I'm stunned.
Yeah?
I really am. I'm not stunned by that. I play the wings, and I see most of the drums are always gone before the flats.
This does not surprise me.
All right. Well, you got to get our next guest to weigh in on this. In any event, just a reminder, tomorrow's show will be broadcasting live from Hooters, King of Prussia, from 2 to 6. So come out and meet the whole team. You watch football there, eat wings, drink beer at Hooters, all you need. Hooters, the original wing joint for dine-in, to-go, curbside delivery. Hooters brings the flavor and the fun to football season. And now they offer online ordering. So just visit northeasthooters.com to find a location nearest you. Tomorrow's location, King of Prussia, that's where we'll be. All right, so the season can't get here soon enough. The Eagles have gained some respect during the week. Shaved a half a point off that Atlanta line. Atlanta's a 3-point favorite. A lot of optimism going on here. Sirianni talked today. Howie Roseman talked today. Sirianni was telling the people about the quarterback and the relationship he has. Everything is good before they play a game. And so we'll see on Sunday what happens. Now to explain where they are right at this moment, let's bring in the man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. Tim McManus is on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Timmy.
Mike, we made it.
Yes. Timmy, first of all, chicken wing thing. You like the flat or the drum?
I am more of a drum guy.
You're a drum guy, Tyrone. Timmy's a drum. Tyrone thinks the drum people are the aristocrats.
No, the flat
the
people.
Flats.
The flat people are the aristocrats.
Yeah, come on. He's eating like a caveman.
Oh,
come
the
on,
caveman.
Tim.
The cavemen are the drums. You went to LaSalle High School where boys become men whatever that is.
That's right.
Right. How are you a caveman?
You grew up with a good standing. You grew up in. Come on, Tim.
First of all, it's boys will be boys, but LaSalle boys will be gentlemen.
Okay. Boys will be gentlemen. Yeah. Okay.
But number two, I'm a man of the people, blue collar.
Yeah, well, apparently you have aristocratic wing taste. I'm sorry, you're the caveman wing taste.
Yeah,
yeah, that was my mistake. All right. In any event, let's. What did you think was most important about what the head coach had to say today? He seemed to be a little lovey-dovey with the quarterback and building a relationship and saying, you know what? If we like a play and my staff likes to play and everybody else likes to play and he doesn't like to play, we're listening to him.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to coach, I think. I mean, there's no point in running things that are counter to what your quarterback thinks his strengths are. It can go in the wrong way. I mean, I think Carson Wentz was, a good showcase of that where he got too much power. You have to make sure that you're still steering the ship. There's no indications that Sirianni and the coaching staff is not doing that, but they're making sure that they're working, in conjunction with Hurts to get the right plays that both parties feel comfortable about. And, you know, Sirianni's been saying all the right things about, you know, connecting with his players and with his quarterback. And he made some references to that today about how he texts them whenever, you know, Oklahoma's playing or Alabama's playing and tries to get a bond that's beyond football. But I also thought that it was interesting, like when I asked him, you know, about that relationship, and on a couple different occasions, he mentioned how he wants to have sort of his hands on everything. In other words, he's in every quarterback meeting. He's in every offensive meeting. Because he's the play caller, he feels like he needs to be a part of basically every single offensive meeting that they have. And so we got a little bit of a clear picture of just how hands-on Sirianni is as a coach in year one, and the answer is very going into this week.
Now, is that a good thing? Or because most coaches don't do that. It can kind of wear you out after a while, but I guess he's got that youthful enthusiasm.
Yeah, he does. I don't know if he's going to have to taper that back as he goes on in the sleep, but we know that he's just kind of like, he's fueled up. I mean, the guy just doesn't sleep very much, and he, you know, is on the go constantly, and he's going to be, I think, one of those sleep in the office type guys. That's what he did when he was in Indianapolis. Does it run the risk of burnout? I mean, maybe. But as of right now, that's the approach he's taking.
All right. Are they going to be at full bore come Sunday? There's some nagging things. Brandon Brooks limited in practice, and also Slay let it slip that McLeod won't play week one. Is that confirmed?
That's the way that it is looking. Now, the way he put it is, you know, these NFL rules aren't letting him play. And we're like, what is he talking about? Like, there's no rules that would prohibit him. But he thought that McLeod was still on PUP, apparently, which he's not. But okay. When we did go out to the practice field today, we saw that McLeod was working off by himself during warm-ups, which is usually a sign that he's not quite ready. And in fact, he was a limited participant in practice today. And the early signs between that and with Slay's comments suggest that McLeod might not be there for week one, which means, you know, you're going to be a little thin in the secondary. And it's a big moment here for Kayvon Wallace, who is likely to get the start in his absence. And then Brandon Brooks pops up onto that injury report. This is the first time we've seen him listed with a knee injury. So that's something that we have to monitor as the week goes on, Mike. When you see a limited participation mark of an injury that hadn't been there before, it suggests that it happened in practice. So we just have to see if that is, in fact, the case and if it's something that we need to monitor. So those are really the two ones that we have to keep an eye out for. But otherwise, like if we, in a bigger picture, they are coming in really healthy. I think it's the healthiest they've been in some time going into the first week of action. So overall, it's a positive from a health perspective for the Eagles.
Do you have any idea what they're going to be offensively? There's this 12 personnel situation that they're going to have to pay attention to. Running backs out of the backfield that the starter really hasn't mastered yet. Brian Westbrook said that he would like to see him 60-40 run. I mean, do you have any clue as to what this offense is going to be right now?
Yeah, we've picked up hints along the way, and maybe the biggest one was from Miles Sanders when he told us that that they're going basically from a pro-style offense to an RPO offense that was similar to what he was used to at Penn State.
And so if we go off of that, I think what you'll see is a lot of Hurts and either Sanders or whatever the back is back there kind of at the mesh point where there's that option of does Jalen Hurts pull it or does he keep it in the chest of the running back? And then from there, does he run with it or does he throw it to, say, a tight end on across the middle? I think we're going to be seeing a lot of that. The 60-40, might not be that. I don't think it'll be quite that, but I do think we're going to see more running. One, if you look at the way that Indianapolis operated the last 2 years when Sirianni was the offensive coordinator, they were in the top five in rushes per game. Okay, so that's one little piece of evidence. The other one is you have a quarterback that's going to be using his legs, and I think that they're going to be utilizing him in the run game here, Mike. So I believe it's going to be more run heavy than we've seen, not like crazy. It's not like going back to the old days or anything, but more runs than we're accustomed to. Jalen Hurts involved in that, using his legs and an RPO system that's going to lean on Miles Sanders, I think, and also those two tight ends.
If Brooks can't play, who starts at right guard?
It would probably be Nate Herbig. I mean, he's the likely one to be up as the backup for both of those guard spots.
Okay. Tell me about Sanders and what you feel. He is he due to bust out? Have you seen enough to really be confident that he could be the guy that they think he is?
You know, I do. I mean, if we go back to what Indianapolis did last year and you look at Jonathan Taylor, like Taylor finished as a top three guy in rushing yards, and that was only having 57% of the carries. I mean, so we look at that, the Eagles have, at least right now, a good offensive line that could be exceptional if they're able to stay healthy. And the way that Sanders is running, to me, he looks excellent. Like, I think, and he called the shape that he feels in today, he said he feels amazing relative to what he has been in the past. And he explained that before he would get in shape at some point. And then now the philosophy is like stay in shape so you don't have to get in shape. In other words, he feels better from a conditioning standpoint and he's explosive through the hole. Like he finds a way to get small through the hole and then accelerate through it, which you don't see, in great mass across the league. The only question really is, can he hold on to the football? If he proves that the drops that we saw partly last year and then during the course of the summer, if that continues, then Kenny Gainwell is going to end up eating into his snaps, and then it's a different story. But if he can just kind of get better in that area, and there's evidence that when Jalen Hurts was the quarterback last year, he had a 69% catch rate. When it was Carson Wentz, it was a 49% catch rate. A lot of that points right to the quarterback not being accurate there. So the signs to me point to the fact that Sanders could be in line for a breakout season, yes.
All right, just the extra corner that'll be in there in dime packages will be who?
The extra corner in dime packages, I guess, would be Zach McPherson.
Would be Zach, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the next one up on that depth chart.
I thought he started to slide towards the end of camp.
Yeah, but they don't really have like a next guy.
Yeah, they just signed a guy. Obviously, who's not ready to play.
Yeah, with Mac, but he. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's if you're looking at an area here, Mike, where there's just not a lot of corner, a lot of depth. It's at the corner spot. Like, there's a couple areas. I think safety's one of them. I think cornerback is another one. Those are probably the two primary ones. Like if they get hit in the wrong way from an injury perspective, this season could go downhill pretty quickly. Cornerback is not stacked right now. It seems like they're still kind of on the hunt to see if other guys end up getting released to add them. And so I think that's going to be an ongoing process. But right now, McPherson seems to be the next guy in.
All right. Sounds good. Everything's a go. I think you think they win this game, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I do think that. If you look at the Atlanta offensive line that's dealing with some injuries, so the left guard is out and they have a rookie replacing him, so it's gonna be Fletcher Cox going up against a rookie and Javon Hargrave going up against a rookie. So that, is likely to fall in the Eagles' favor. And they're just young across the board, including at center. with a second year player. And we know that the strength of the Eagles team is the defensive front. That's the wide expectation here. And, you know, I think that they can eat on Sunday.
All right. Sounds good. Timmy, always a pleasure.
Mike, always my pleasure.
Thanks, sir. Yeah, that's all right. Boys will be boys, but LaSalle boys will be gentlemen, Tyrone. Was that the slogan at Penn Salkin High?
No.
No? Was it?
Nah.
I don't think it was said at Bristol either.
Nah, it wasn't. We didn't have a slogan like that. You know, it's like, you know, get to class and shut up was the slogan. Like, it wasn't a whole lot of,
well, it's a
lot
it's
of
a that cool stuff. Slogan, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You pay a lot of money to get your kid to have a slogan like that.
Yeah, speaking of Penn Salkin, I think they asked me on social media to be in the booth for a game.
Really?
On a Friday night. And I think they rescinded the invitation.
They what? What do you mean they rescinded it?
They can't do that.
What does that mean?
So I was spending time with the missus, so I couldn't really be on social media.
Uh-huh.
But I thought I saw, unless I'm crazy, an invite to be in the booth like September 24th for a Friday night game. Then when I went to, like, I had time to be on social media to respond, it was gone.
Wow.
I think they rescinded.
Well, they figured you were big time in them. You can get back to them.
I can't be on social media all the time.
I understand that. I'm just trying to.
So anybody from Penn Salkin, if you were in charge of that, if you could reach out to me, if you want me there, I'll be there. I could understand if they didn't want me there as well. Just let me know.
Why wouldn't they want you there?
I don't know.
Well, you know. First of all, do they broadcast their game like on local radio or something? You should be like a guest color announcer, color broadcast.
I got in the booth. I can do the booth for the PA.
Oh, you do the PA?
I did it once before.
Oh, you did?
A couple years ago.
I see you like give a commentary.
I wouldn't mind. You know, I wouldn't mind doing that. But I don't think that that's an option. But I would do that as well. But I just want to know, did they really rescind the offer? Because I go straight from here to the game.
We have to get the scoop on that.
I just thought of it when you mentioned Penn Salkin.
I'm seeing you as an analyst. Oh, man, what's he doing there? Come on, man.
I literally grew up down the street with the head coach, too.
Oh, he did?
Down the street, like four houses down with the head coach. All yeah.
Right. Let's take a break. Back on the other side, Jared Knowledge Wednesday continues right here, Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
4:47, Mike Missinelli Show. Just to double back on Ben Simmons and our caller, we was talking about Golden State. I was looking at MSN. They don't have anything about Golden State. That's kind of an old thing, and maybe he's misunderstanding it, because the hottest thing that's going Ben Simmons is that Cleveland remains interested and is hanging in there, and they want to pry him loose. But
I will tell you, I like, personally, I know the name is Sexton. I like Garland.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a star player. I truly believe he's going to be a star player. Mm-hmm. He already shoots at like 40% from three. He plays off the ball more, so I just think he fits better with Embiid. But he's a clutch client.
Yeah, this story is also talking about having a third team involved to take Kevin Love's contract, and that's the way it would work. And this story is obviously saying Sexton and Isaac Okoro, who was a draft pick.
Sexton would because of the clutch ties, I would imagine that Sexton would be more likely. And his numbers look better in a way, but he's also a lot more ball dominant. He might be. I think Garland's going to be. I truly believe he's going to be a star.
Well, let me ask you: if the deal is Sexton and Okoro, are you making it?
No.
Probably he's not. It doesn't seem
he's
like
sitting.
It.
But if it's Garland, I think now I know he's hard to sell to the fan base, but I'm talking about just making my team better. I have to talk if it's Garland. I truly believe he's going to be a star player. I think he can be Dame Lillard-ish. And I think he's getting close to being ready to be that guy. Similar size guy. I think he can. I really think he can play. I really, really do. And I think he can play on and off the ball. So you can have a ball dominant center and he would move better off the ball. I think Sexton would do a ton of standing around when Embiid was going to work in the post. And you don't need that.
All right. Quick look at the NFL card. Oh, it's a tough card this week, first week.
It is. Don't bet too many.
I got to be honest with you. The only game that popped out at me was the Washington football team.
What's the line there?
One. Chargers coming into Washington favored by 8 points.
Interesting.
I think Washington wins it outright. Well, I'll have a couple days to think about that.
Yes, because you were Brian.
Yes.
Now, last year in a regular season, Brian was ahead. And then you beat him with the playoffs.
Yes.
But you won by one game.
Yeah.
And it came down to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And he whined that it should only include the regular season. Like it's an all-star vote. All right. Let's go to Mike in Tampa. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Tyrone, I'm digging the kit today.
The jersey?
Yeah.
Yep. He's got the Union jersey on today.
I wanted to talk to you about that Val Kilmer documentary, but the flats.
Yeah.
Yeah, my girl's big on the flats.
The wings, huh?
Yeah, we're like Jack Spratt.
Well, I mean, listen, this is shocking me.
Yeah, I mean, she wouldn't make me wait 50 minutes in a car for takeout.
That was an hour, bro. it was a full hour.
But, my daughter's favorite movie is The Godfather. So there's another.
Really?
And her second favorite is Goodfellas. And she laughed hysterically through both of them. And
oh, I won't see him no more.
She laughed through The Godfather?
Her boyfriend.
That's a violation.
Her boyfriend.
Goodfellas, I can see. There's a couple chuckles. But right. Godfather?
Well, her boyfriend said, you know, these aren't comedies, but everything they said reminded her of her childhood and everything made sense from what I used to run around the house screaming, he's a rat. His whole family's a rat.
I got you. I hear you.
So, did you see that part in that documentary when he said in every airport, every airline pilot said, hey, Iceman, to me.
Yes.
And
well, it's hard to get away from a role like that. Man. Right. People see Val Kilmer. That's why I go, you know, when he's sitting there signing autographs at the table and people going, oh, Iceman. No. It's like, you know, this guy has acted his whole life and now he's in just terrible shape. I just felt sad.
Yep. The fun part was he stayed in character.
Yeah.
On the set.
Yeah.
So there ended up being factions of him versus Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And they said it actually got a little bit serious.
Yeah.
A little spoiler, a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a documentary. So all this is, if you sit through it, it's long and, you know, it's not like overly exciting.
No.
But it's good. It's solid. And you kind of feel bad for the guy.
Yeah. It makes you think.
Yeah. All right, brother, you want a general knowledge question to Mike?
Oh, I don't. Yeah,
oh, that's
don't
right. You're in Tampa. You can't come up.
I'll send my girl. She's up there.
Okay, yeah. Send your daughter. That'd be awesome.
You're not going to get in my wheelhouse like the last question, though.
No, this is, what was the last question? Was it in your movie wheelhouse?
Lesbian couple. So I don't know if we'll be able to top that, but I'll try.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. But let's
give me the Portia de Rossi question.
Oh, the last time you were on. Oh, okay, yeah. I got it. All right, what word am I thinking of is the category? So if I go jump, lodge, slalom.
Ski.
That's correct. Hold on a second. Ski is the word I was looking for there. All right, we got the big 5 o'clock hour ahead. By the way, Tyrone, one quick thing on the Sixers.
Yeah.
Tuesday, the $8 million trade exception that they got in the Al Horford deal expires.
They're going to let it expire.
They're probably going to let it expire because a lot of people thought they could use that as one of the things they could add in a trade for Simmons.
Yeah, it doesn't really work like that. You can't just add it. You have to do separate deals.
Okay.
You can't. So I think because of the luxury tax stuff and hard cap,
some people have let it expire before. So
yeah. Dame Lillard today also does an Instagram post that says, back for more, Rip City is my city.
Well, that's disappointing.
Like a kick in the gut.
That is very disappointing. Rip City is your city. For what reason? Dude, you're going to lose there. Who cares if it's Rip City?
He's just he's in the fabric of that city. He is
That's cowardly, man.
What's the word for a Portland person? Like a Philadelphia. What is it?
Portlandia.
Whatever it
Portlander.
Is. He's that out there.
Well,
he just got married.
That's weak.
Oh, I agree. But
you were ripping poor Kyle Lowry for not wanting to.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry can't come back here. Like, he shouldn't come here when Miami plays the Sixers. He should stay home. He loses all his Philadelphia, and so should Dame if he doesn't come here. But I need Dame.
Then you like losing then.
Well,
let's take a break. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, it's the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show on General Knowledge Wednesday. And 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Yeah, big sales event, Guided Door and Window. So extended through the end of September. We received 40% off all windows and doors. So call right now, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them online at goguida.com. General Knowledge, of course, presented by Tesla North America, the choice of HVAC techs. Who cannot have the most accurate, reliable, high-tech measurement tools in their toolbox? When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. Get a question correct, get two FanFest tickets. Also, two lucky listeners who have already gotten the question correctly or will get it in the 5 o'clock hour will qualify to win a four-pack of baseball tickets for Sunday's Phils-Rockies game on Family Day, where all fans 15 and over receive a Phillies picnic blanket. Nice. All right, golf news today. The Ryder Cup team was selected.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. So the way it works is the captain, who was Steve Stricker, had to pick six guys, six already qualified because of their statistics. And then the captain picks six random dudes.
Well, who would you think will
help?
Do you like the choices?
The one omission was Patrick Reed did not make it.
Really?
Yes. Patrick Reed, who's had a good Ryder Cup record, was snubbed today. So the team is the ones that qualified by statistics are Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Justin Thomas, and Brooks Koepka.
Right.
And he chose today Daniel Berger, Harris English, Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau, Scottie Scheffler, and Xander Schauffele. Scheffler is kind of a surprise.
But the rest of the names sound pretty solid.
Yeah, so the three guys that got snubbed that had the best credentials to make it were Patrick Reed, Kevin Na, and Webb Simpson. They got snubbed. But Koepka might not be able to play.
Why, because of the knee?
Yeah. Got a bad wheel.
Yeah, I truly believe that the moment that knee sound, that's when him and DeChambeau have it out.
Yeah.
But you can't enter a fight with a big dude like that who probably got some power on one wheel.
Yeah.
You get knocked out because he got power. You got to be able to absorb a punch.
Yeah, well, the Americans need this. And the Ryder Cup's at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin later this month.
No, no excuse.
No, they got hammered in the last Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
So there's six rookies on this team.
Well, they, that might be good for the camaraderie.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
The idea is these young guys are hungry and they don't know what they don't know. They just go out and play golf.
And the Europeans got to come over here.
Yeah.
They're not as used to crowds.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Yeah.
I'm talking about because of COVID. Yeah, they got a lot more restrictions overseas right now.
It's true. But you never know how these guys are going to perform in this kind of setting. It's weird.
Yeah. Some guys, like I remember more middling player, like think Justin Leonard used to play really well in Ryder Cups. Even when he was having a bad year, if he was in that, he'd go crazy.
Yeah, like in the European, Ian Poulter always plays well.
Yeah, you never know who these guys are. So,
Yeah, the competition affects him differently. All right, well, good luck to Team USA with Patrick Reed. You got snubbed. Captain America is Captain on America today. Craig in South Carolina starts it off. What's up, Craig?
That's a violation.
Hey,
Craig, what's up? What's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Good, been a while. Okay, first of all, I'm paying the upgrade for the flats every day of the week.
Really?
Absolutely.
Hmm. All right, I apparently I'm misguided then, because I always see people grab the drums.
Well, teach his own.
I'm a flatsman, because I think they're better cooked.
Flatsman.
Yeah, I like the flat.
Hey, listen, real quick, I've been with you since the beginning, okay? And I just want to tell you, you are my vocabulary and grammar hero, and you have been... And more than that, okay?
Oh, Craig.
No, seriously.
You're blushing me.
Yeah, don't bother. Okay. So, I'll start with the Wentz thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was in love with him. I was Gargano-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when they let him go, I knew they had to let him go. I knew it had to be done, but I was still melancholy. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so training camp starts, right?
Yeah.
Day two, he injures his foot. Probably the same injury that DeSean Jackson had last year, but Wentz got the surgery and it's probably not fully healed. Although Jackson, nobody gets over on the NFL like Jackson does. He decided to rest it for 11 weeks. And then, after that, he gets COVID. Or he's in the COVID thing.
Yeah.
And I'm so not sorry after that. I'm just over it, you know?
Yeah, I think that we are pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a Wentz fan left.
No.
There's not a Wentz or a Ben fan left. I mean, just think about 3 years ago where we stood with those two. Yeah, they were the beacon of young stars that we were going to have in this town.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to glimpse the Colts this year and see what happens, but other than that, whatever, it's gone. It's over.
Yeah, no, I got you, man.
So, real quick on Miles Sanders, just real quick, because I want to tell you a little story, if I can.
You better make it quick, bro.
Yeah, compromiso. Okay, forget Miles.
Yeah.
All right. So, I live in this black hole in South Carolina. There's no professional. I have a national ESPN radio in my truck, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, with a southern accent, not pretty good at accents, but I wasn't really listening. He's saying that Rocky Balboa, the movie, is one of the best movies he ever saw. All right? And I never saw it. I stopped.
You never saw it?
Not Rocky Balboa.
Oh, that's a violation.
Oh, Rocky Balboa, where he's the restaurant owner.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
So, yeah, I stopped after the Russian thing, right?
I get it. Somebody said that's the best movie he's ever seen?
Well, one of them. All right. He's like a southern dude. Like, you can't think these guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even know what to make of that, because it's certainly not.
Yeah, that was the one. Where so he's son, a restaurant owner, but he fights
with his son.
But isn't that where he fights Antonio Tarver?
Yeah, he fought Antonio Tarver.
Yeah, who was for the heavyweight championship.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. That's not...
it was ridiculous. The movie was ridiculous.
To say... it's not even the third best Rocky movie.
No, it's not even in a conversation, that movie.
Isn't that bad.
You wouldn't even bring it up.
One of the best movies you ever saw.
No, it was a terrible movie.
Oh, I wouldn't call it terrible. There were some good moments.
What would the movie? The Little Marine Connection was really they forced that in. They wedged that in with a shoehorn.
Well, they did, but I mean, I kind of was rooting for Rocky. When he got in there with Tarver, Tarver put on the weight so he looked like a believable heavyweight because he was a light heavyweight in real life. I feel like I was rooting for Rock in that one. Well, come on, Rock. Get him, Rock. Like I was into
it. Of course you. Because it was a 100-year-old man trying to be
Rock. Right, so I'm saying, he grabbed, it grabbed me. So it can't be that bad. Bad movies don't grab me.
Well, it's so horrible. He got to stick Little Marie in the plot and Spider freaking Rico sitting in the restaurant.
Well.
Were you going to force that from Rocky One?
Well.
Come on, man.
You had to do something.
Yeah. That was brutal, the movie.
And the relationship with his son.
I don't think it was brutal. You go too far with brutal. But it wasn't as good as the gold standard that is Rocky IV.
Exactly.
That's the gold standard. This Is Us, dude. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
But there was no This Is Us then. Because that movie came out in 06.
What's his name? Milo Ventimiglia or something?
But I didn't know who he was then. I'd only seen him like on the episode of Law & Order SVU because there was no This Is Us when that movie came out.
He was in something before that.
I didn't know who he was.
What was his angle with Rocky? Because he was an educated kid and his father wasn't?
Yeah.
What was the beef?
That he didn't want to get into boxing because, you know.
It was a mama's boy kid who resented his father because he was a kind of a pug. Come on.
See, now this is where Boomy. I know we got to get back to the phone, but he goes Rocky 3's the truth, and 4's a close second. 4 is better than 3.
4 is the best.
4 is a beast.
4 is the best because it's the most ridiculous.
Yes.
Yes. That's good.
Nothing warms my heart more than when he's running from the KGB in Hard Bottoms. He keeps on running in the snow and runs right up a mountain. Meanwhile, the car is skidding. Tires don't have any traction. But Rocky in Hard Bottom shoes still has traction in snow and runs straight up a mountain. Are you kidding me? In Hard Bottoms? He's in Siberia training. His wife has abandoned him. And when he shows up to the fight, he's got a perfect golden tan. Where did he get the tan? He's in Siberia training.
It's so ridiculous. It's
funny. Come on. Things are car skidding, but Rocky's still on a straight
speech. The speech at the end brought tears of laughter to me.
If I can change... And Vegas.
Oh my God, stop.
Yes.
It was so bad. John on the cell. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Oh, that was good stuff, man. Good stuff. Hey, can we all take. I'm from Baltimore on my cell, but I love listening to you when I drive up that 95 to work.
I can't stop laughing now. That's the whole premise of that.
I'll sadden things up, man. Can we have a moment of silence for Omar Little?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. I actually had him on the air on a celebrity. Yeah, we had him on the air. The guy called yesterday. I couldn't remember what circumstance was, but he had called in on the celebrity contest that we had it, and I had a long conversation with him. Unfortunately, it's kind of lost in the shuffle. I would have loved to have played that.
Yeah. No worries. But here's my I travel up to Philly a lot for work. Amongst my friends up there, we've got like an ongoing debate. Who amongst, well, I guess Jalen Hurts, Alabama quarterback, obviously, is he going to get more wins plus one of the other Alabama quarterbacks versus Wentz? So you could take Hurts plus Tua, Hurts plus Mac, and will they have more wins than Wentz?
Hmm. That's a really good bet. Hurts plus Mac. I think Tua is losing his job.
Yeah.
Hurts plus Mac gets more wins than Wentz.
Than Wentz.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think that's the way I would play it.
We've been 50-50 on it all week, man. I even threw him McCarron just for the hell of it. But
yeah, he's out. He's out for the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, man. Let me give you a general knowledge question. It's the NFL draft.
One of those Cliff Clavin civil servants.
No, it's NFL first round quarterback drafts. Okay?
All right.
So let me go to, let's go to the year 2007. There were two quarterbacks taken in 2007. One with the first pick in the draft by the Raiders, the other later in the first round by the Browns, and that guy went to Notre Dame.
Oh, Brady Quinn?
That's the Notre Dame one. That's Brady Quinn. Yes, correct. Now, who was the number one pick in the draft? What? Jamarcus Russell's correct.
Jamarcus Russell.
Hold on a second. Jamarcus Russell is correct. Brady Quinn, remember? He kept slipping?
Yeah.
Sliding down, 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 down. It was in the 20s before he took him, right?
Yep. And they traded up to get him. And it turns out one of his problems was he was lifting too much weight.
Yeah,
destroyed his mechanics.
Yeah, he bulked up.
But now,
he's all bulked up.
Yeah, he's still super jacked for TV.
Yeah.
Like, why are you that jacked?
Yeah, I don't
TV.
That.
Yeah, he's married to a gymnast, though, former Olympic gymnast.
Oh, he is? Who's he married to?
Sacramone's her last name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was popular.
I knew that one.
Yeah, they got a couple. They have
Sacramone,
Yeah, two or three daughters. Huh. Living a good life. She looks great. She's doing fine for him, so.
By the way, the one gymnast that does that commercial, that Geico commercial, she's attractive. Michaela.
That gets the...
Michaela
Maroney.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she's grown.
It's a good commercial.
Yeah. She had to go through all that stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah, she had some problems, right?
What happened? Because she was part of that whole sting with that NASA guy.
Oh.
She was caught up in that bad. And and the Carollis, apparently, part of the reason why she came in second at the vault was, and she made that face, she was practicing. When she got there, she had a broken bone in her shin.
Yeah.
And they made her do the vault anyway.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
So apparently, like that mentally, when you stop training, apparently a lot of gymnasts are now opening up about having these problems because they're pushed harder than football players are pushed.
Yeah.
No joke. They're pushed much harder than Carson Wentz was pushed physically with the back and the knee and all that stuff. They're pushed harder, those girls. It's terrible.
Sacramone, huh? Wasn't that Johnny Sack's name? In this
Is that his real name?
It was Sacramone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever really thought about his full name.
Yeah, I mean, to you just now.
Yeah, it's his name was Sacramone. Alicia Sacramone, he married.
Yes.
That's who it was.
And they have a few kids together. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of couples, I don't know if you saw this. You know John Mulaney, the comedian, he got out of rehab.
Yeah,
the wife went with Olivia Munn. Did you see this? Preggers.
Yeah.
Olivia. My man went all in.
I'm telling you, she's not his first wife. His wife was not the reason for his addiction problems. But I can tell you, she was giving him that man a hard time.
How do you know that?
You remember that Comedians in Coffee when he was on with Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah, you were telling
him a hard time about buying a rug.
About the rug, yeah.
I'm out with Seinfeld. How about you go buy the rug? I'm out with Seinfeld doing a TV show. And why do I have to go buy the rug? You don't work. Go get the rug. And you want to give me a hard time if I bring home the wrong rug? That'll push a man.
I got to be honest with you. I think my man is he's going a little too deep.
Why?
He's going to deep end with Olivia. I think Olivia.
I think Olivia settled down.
I think Olivia won maybe, you know.
Now, Olivia's an older
woman
now with maturity.
Older woman, maturity. She didn't have, it's her first child, right?
Yes. But I'm trying to look
Mulaney
at
Mulaney comes along
she's 41 years old.
Well, that's right. That's what I mean.
But
that's exactly what I mean. She's 41.
Yeah, but he's not young.
He's 39.
That's what I'm saying. He's not a baby.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I think
that was her call.
Oh, that she wanted a baby.
She very well may have pulled the goalie on him, or she might have had the idea. You never know. But that's what happens. He laid down. Got to take responsibility. Do the right thing there, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Martin and Drexel Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Martin. Yo, Mart. Marty. Marty Mart. Not there. Let's get, here's Martin from Drexel Hill. He's on another line. Martin.
Yo.
There you go. What's up, brother?
Not much, Brady. What's up, Tyrone and Jen? How you guys doing?
They're doing fantastic.
Good job. You guys are hilarious. That's in the business, man. We talk about it all the time in my firehouse. I'm a Philly fireman in South Philly.
Oh, nice, man. Thanks for listening in the firehouse.
Absolutely. One thing I wanted to talk about, the Eagles.
Yes.
I'm pretty much on par with you, Mikey. It's like 6-11. I'm giving them maybe 5-12. I just don't see them getting past a lot of the home games that we have. And it's not like we're this big offensive juggernaut or big home juggernaut. We got some tough games at home. We got San Francisco. We got
the two Super Bowl teams, and then we got that kid Justin Herbert, you know, coming in week 9.
Yeah, so, I actually think the game at Carolina is going to be tougher for them to win than most people. And most people look at it and go, I don't win that game. I don't know. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I see us splitting down the middle in the division and maybe picking up a game or two, you know, maybe on the West Coast. Maybe we get that Denver game. Maybe we get that that Raider game in Vegas. But, you know, it's really looking like 6-11.
I see them winning two of their division games. Like, one of the teams is going to sweep them. I can't figure out if it's Washington or the Cowboys are going to sweep them. There'll be a split. So they'll get two wins there. They'll beat the Lions. They'll beat the Broncos. But even that's going to be a hill of hairy because that's in Denver. They'll beat the Jets. You know, so they're going to be in that 5-6 area.
Right. And I think that's good for a first-year coach. I mean, you know, I kind of related back to when Chip Kelly first got here. It was a shocker that we went to the playoffs first year, but it was a whole new system. Again, RPO. But we had some established vets, and we had some really, really good talent at a lot of our skill positions. Here, we're kind of like juggling. We got Devontae, and, you know, we got Hurts, and these guys are new, and they're just trying to, like, get their feet wet in the NFL, so we'll see what happens there.
All right, man, listen, let me give you a general knowledge question because I want to see you get two tickets to FanFest. It's a movie character. All right, so the movie character I'm going to give you is Gwen Stacy. What's the movie?
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy.
Ah, man, you're supposed to give me
a softball. It's a superhero movie. It is a softball.
Green Goblin?
Nah, man. That's the Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah. Gwen Stacy. That was, what's her name, was it?
Well, there's been a couple Gwen Stacy.
Wasn't it, who am I thinking of, the girl that was in
Emma Stone, I believe.
Was that Emma Stone was Gwen Stacy?
I believe she was.
Wasn't it the girl from the cheerleading movie?
Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah.
No. That wasn't Gwen Stacy.
Wasn't Gwen Stacy?
Mm-mm.
All right.
She played, she played the main Spider-Man girl.
Never seen Spider-Man.
And Bryce Dallas Howard played, I believe, Gwen Stacy, but that wasn't the Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh.
That was in the regular Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen any of them. Is that a violation?
Yes.
They're good.
Probably.
We haven't seen any of them.
I don't do the superhero.
Not at all?
Done a couple Batmans.
Spider-Man's a better character than Batman.
Probably. I wouldn't know.
And he actually has superpowers, unlike Batman, who got money and karate. That's not enough.
Money will take you far.
Yeah, but boy, Batman, it's all about the suit, bro. Better suit.
Yeah, I can
the
buy
best,
a suit.
The best suit.
That means anybody wearing a suit take a karate class.
It's not any suit. It's just that's the suit.
Yeah, I can. I know rich people.
It's the ab suit.
Yeah. And the car.
Let's take a break. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's time for the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you are looking for new outdoor power equipment, go to Paul B. Moyer and Sons of Doylestown because they have it all and they'll take care of you like you're a good customer, not like you're buying out of a box. Just order online at paulbmoyer.com. Jennifer Scordo, what's the final numbers today? 2 polls.
Okay. Poll number 1. Do you believe in the new energy coaches and players that will debut for the Eagles on Sunday? 19% said they're still nervous. 22% no, not enough. And 59% yes, start of a rebuild. And poll number 2. This is thanks to Booney. Which type of wing do you prefer? It's been pretty close all afternoon long. 45% go with the drums. 55 go with the flats.
Wow. I mean, that's a decidedly, that's a victory for
the flats.
That's
a victory.
10 percentage points. Now, people on social media are going, they're going nuts. Y'all are crazy AF. Flats are a smaller piece of meat with two bones and a flat and inferior to the obviously meatier piece of the bird containing the one bone.
Then just go eat a drumstick. Like the big actual
right,
drumstick.
Just go buy, right, go buy a bunch of chicken legs and call it a day.
Well, no, we're talking, it's different. The chicken leg is harder to eat and not as tasty maybe as a fried leg.
It's tasty.
You can fry it.
Yeah, you can fry that leg. The
sure
leg
you can.
Is fine. If you want to eat like that, go. Matter of fact, if you want to eat like that, just get a turkey leg and eat it and walk around without a plate.
I'm just saying,
and just
man,
drop stuff.
There's a lot of outrage.
Well, then why they charge extra for the flats? They don't charge extra for the drums.
They charge extra for the flats?
If you go all flats, it costs more. It doesn't cost more to go all drums.
It's only some places, because not every place you have that option.
You even have the option, but when the option comes, you pay extra.
Oh, yeah.
For all flats.
Because they're superior.
Oh, right.
Listen, I'm learning. I'm a flatsman, too, but I thought the drum was more popular. Your Phillies lineup tonight. You know, Girardi has turned into a straight platoon guy.
Yeah, late in the year, yes.
So your lineup tonight is all the lefties you can stick in the lineup against Freddy Peralta. By the way, Freddy Peralta has 168 strikeouts in 123 innings this year. An ERA 2.70 and a whip of less than one.
Yeah.
Man, they're up against it tonight. So here's your lineup. Odubel Herrera is your leadoff hitter. Gene Segura, who... I was interested to know, to learn that Girardi calls him Seggy.
Seggy.
Which does, it's just, that's stupid. That's like a hockey name. Can't call Segura Seggy, can you?
I mean, he's getting a lot out of him. So I'm going to defer. He's got a lot out of him. He's having a great year overall.
Yeah, he is, but the Seggy's weak, isn't it?
Not if it gets him to hit. I don't love the name, but he's playing well, so I can't knock it.
Harper hitting three. Realmuto's in the cleanup hole tonight. Gregorius back in the lineup. I guess a little straight platoon, Gregorius and Galvis. Bambrou is at first base. Torres, the everyday third baseman, he's in there. And Jankowski back in center field for your Fightin' Phils. McCutchen out of lineup tonight.
Yeah, that's fine. And
has been horrendous against right-handed pitchers for some reason.
Yeah, so just do that. The Realmuto at leadoff hitter didn't lead to a lot of offensive.
Not last night.
Like, I'm not saying it's not just him, obviously, but it didn't jump start anything.
Yeah.
So now he's back in the cleanup.
Good thing
hole.
They had that better defensive shortstop in there last night, though. Wasn't it?
Well, he has three home runs in four games, silent. Then he has one game.
Three steps up the middle, he had to go down on one knee and boots a ball that turns into three runs, three run inning for him.
Well, yeah, throw down there.
Yeah, it's good to use a better defensive player.
Well, he's better than defense.
I got to remind you, tonight there's a Fanatic Fan Fest ticket rate, so this is very important. We gave a chance to win tickets today on General Knowledge Wednesday, and also tonight at 9 p.m., if you're up in Northeast, Club Risque in the Northeast has a Fan Fest ticket rate. All you got to do is show up, you get a Fan Fest ticket. That's 5921 Tacony Street. Sponsored by Club Risque, three locations, Philadelphia, Bristol, and Northeast, and online at clubrisque.com. All right, Taylor on a cell joins us. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just some great drama from Rocky IV. You know, he's not a machine. He's a man.
I like the movie. It happens to be my favorite because it's so ridiculous. Because, like, I put that in the category of the Roadhouse ridiculousness. You know, yeah, like that's exactly. Right in there.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to beat an old drum here, but I didn't get to ask you yesterday when you were starting the show asking about if Ben was supposed to conform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like was it our fault that we're trying to make him conform to what makes us more comfortable?
Yeah, well, I don't think he needed to conform to anything. I mean, he's number one overall draft pick. I mean, we're thinking he's going to be like the last piece we need to go all the way. And then he doesn't develop his game at all. And when he gets to the rim, if he doesn't dunk it, he's going to go for a layup where he has absolutely no touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been the same thing year after year. I mean, yeah, his defense is great, but it's gotten us to the same point every single year. I just don't understand where this guy comes off. Like, you know, it's too hard here. Trade me somewhere else, but I'm also locked up getting buku bucks. Who's this guy think he is?
Well, he knows that. Well, first of all, I don't think he has absolutely no self-awareness. So whatever he's doing, I don't think he feels the slightest bit that he's wrong. And that's just the type of guy he is. So but he has decided that like his feathers were ruffled too much, and it wasn't his fault. It's everybody else's fault. Some guys are like that. And guess what? You know what? He's going to win. He's going to win because he's going to find a spot. They're going to find a spot. He's going to be away from Philadelphia. He's going to get what he wants and the team he wants, probably. So we'll see.
He'll be the same mediocre player if he just.
Well, he doesn't think he is, though. That's the thing. When you don't have any self-awareness, people think you're a mediocre player. You don't believe you're a mediocre player. You think everybody else is a peasant.
Yeah, he must have a small group of friends that he pays so they don't bust his marbles and let him know, like, yo, like, why don't you shoot the ball, man?
Yeah, I don't know. See, Ben's not like the American guy, like friends with the people you grew up with and all that kind of thing because you can trust them. I don't know who his friends are. I don't know who he can trust. He trusts family is what he trusts, and they enable. Yeah, they enable.
That's all he's got. You know, I just don't understand how this guy thinks he's going anywhere. I mean, I just think we should ride him on the bench and listen, not pay him. Get what we want.
He's making max contracts without having to do anything. So he's going to get another max probably. It's a player's world, brother. All right, man, let me give you a general knowledge question.
Oh, thank you.
First round quarterbacks, NFL draft. All right. In the draft that the Eagles took Carson Wentz and the Rams took Jared Goff, the Broncos also took a quarterback in the first round from Memphis. Who was it?
Like Lock something.
You don't remember?
I know.
He's from Memphis. The Broncos took him.
I remember him. I know who we're talking about here. I thought his last name was started with a P or
his first name starts with a P. Paxton Lynch.
You gave him a lot of
long gone now. He's not in the league, is he? Paxton Lynch.
When I Googled him, because I haven't thought about him at all, it came up Steelers, but there's no way he's on the Steelers. Nah, he's
out of the league.
Yeah, it didn't last.
Paxton didn't work out.
No, he's still only 27 years old too.
All right, let's get Spanky in here. Spank, how you doing? Quickly.
I'm like Mike. I'm gonna get my nails. I mean, my feet done at the nail salon. Sorry.
Why you're in the nail salon right now?
Yeah. I'm getting my feet done. I'm going to Miami on Saturday.
That's awesome.
I wanted to talk, Mike. I'm not really looking for wins and losses. I'm looking for progress. If the guy show he can play, that's all I care about, Mike. Man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
The guy show he can play. I'm looking.
So you want to see the quarterback show something?
Yeah, and I want to see if the coach know what he's doing. I didn't like Doug the last year. He was horrible last year too. He just looked like he was disinterested, and I just didn't like it. But I'm looking forward to that. And real quick, Mike, Roadhouse is my favorite movie. Rocky IV, you know how I feel about that. That's my favorite too because I couldn't stand Apollo. I loved when Drago killed him. It was one more thing.
That's a violation.
Nah, man, because he was doing all that stupid-ass dancing. He deserved to get killed, man. He deserved all that theatrics that he did. He deserved to get killed. I told you that a couple years ago, man.
Mike.
He did, Mike.
That's not right, Maggie.
He was showing him up. All he had to do was come in and box. That's it. He made it a show. He deserved to get killed for that.
Well, he thought it was an exhibition.
No, it wasn't no exhibition. He was trying to make the guy look stupid.
It was an exhibition.
And Mike, real quick.
Yes.
I don't want general knowledge because I already got tickets. But okay. Anthony gave me tickets for my brother because we always come down for a squad. Uh-huh. But I didn't get the email for that one. That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I can't tell you what's going on. They'll get it to you. Believe me.
Okay, I'll see y'all next. I'll be back on the 15th. I'll see y'all.
All right, get those dogs scrubbed.
Yeah.
All right, Spanky. All right.
That's wrong.
Come on. That was a little harsh. Let me give you one character here. Francis Baby Houseman.
Come on.
All right, if I wouldn't give you Baby, would you got Francis Houseman?
Absolutely.
You would have?
Yes. I carried a watermelon. Come on.
I would have never got just Francis Houseman.
Really?
Would you, Tyrone?
No, not without.
Dirty Dancing. Come on.
I didn't like that movie, so.
Well,
doesn't mean you don't know the characters.
My favorite character in that movie is Jerry Orbach.
Oh, he did a good job.
But the father?
Yeah.
Who judged?
He did a lot more than just that. He also saved a life in that movie.
Lenny from Law and Order?
Yes, he saved a life in that movie.
He judged first. Bad lesson for the daughter.
He saved a life.
Later, right. he saved a life because he was goaded into it. But at first, he judged. Judge poor Johnny.
I wasn't talking about saving their lives. It's about that poor girl.
All right, let's take a break. We got sound off on the other side.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. Sound off line 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up, leave a message, and you may make the compilation that we call sound off. Let's see what we have today.
You know, what is this whole thing by Ben Simmons? This is a deliberate ruse for attention, and he's going to unleash his full power when the season starts and try to make us forget all this ever happened. That kind of thing would make way too much sense.
Yeah, I don't think he's that type of cat. He's all of a sudden going to get. He wants attention. And he's gonna transform completely into a complete basketball player by November. Now,
attention, all Philadelphia fans. If the Phillies cannot beat the Miami Marlins, they can't go to the playoffs. I repeat, if the Phillies can't beat the Miami Marlins, they will not go to the playoffs. That is all.
Well, they got a big series to close out the regular season with them, so that might mean something.
On the road.
Yes.
And Strake is in charge of the music for Monday Night Football. So we parallel it to one of his albums. So I guess out of the 18 weeks he's doing Monday Night Football, there'll be like one or two good songs.
Is that the word on Drake? No,
he's in charge of the month, but
it's not like he's gonna be.
He also has more than one. But people don't like Drake.
He's saying for every 18, he's got two good ones.
Yeah,
is that pretty much what?
No.
All right, yeah.
And I don't even like that. I like Drake's music because I don't like Drake, but I end up liking the music when I listen to it.
All right,
he's from a different era than mine. I like my rappers acting different than that.
I hear you.
But, yeah.
Mike, the biggest problem I had with this whole situation with Ben Simmons is the uncertainty of it. I'm of the mindset that if I can't get what I'm looking for in a trip, I'll let him sit. I'll just let Maxie play. I'll let some other guys play. Maybe you bring in another veteran point guard. I'm not going to sit up and be held hostage by a guy who still doesn't seem to have any self-awareness to the fact that he's the reason that they want to trade him.
Well, like it or not, you're being held hostage, and you're not going to tell me that sticking Maxie in there is going to make you a contender. So, yeah, you're being held hostage. You have to actually get value for Ben Simmons that can help you actually win, and all this posturing that, you know, let him sit out and I'll go with Maxie is going to get you what? You know, it's not going to get you a championship. All right, let's close it down.
That's the best. best of the best today of summer.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Yo. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right. That concludes the show today. Thanks, everybody, for participating and listening out there. Stay tuned. Beers with Bob is coming up. It's from Live Casino. And then Devon Gibbons has you in for the rest of the night on 97.5 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philly. It's Philly's Clubhouse with warm-up, Phil's pregame show. The game. The grand prize winner today, Mike in Tampa. He can give it to his children. He wins the four-pack of Philly's tickets. And John in Rancocas Woods also wins four tickets to Sunday's Philly's game. Everybody have a great rest of the night out there. Again, be safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.